Good, some minutes past three to you, and my heartfelt thanks to Anna Rayburn there, as she's put away until tomorrow. Don't forget as well, if you want, you can get your very own Anna Rayburn advice dispenser, which is a brilliant handy gadget to have. It comes with wall mounting screws for the kitchen or workshop. All you have to do, if you want one, is send a stamped but not addressed envelope to Anna Rayburn's Anna Rayburn Advice Dispenser, LBC 97.3, opposite the council estate, London. It comes with two free refills of advice and instructions. Good afternoon, then. I'm John Holmes, in for Ian Lee, and this is LBC 97.3.
London's LBC 97.3.
Hello, then, proper. And it's a Tuesday, as once again, we find ourselves curling out of your radio like the smoke from Craig Charles's taxi crack pipe. Ian Lee, the regular ringmaster of this circus of mentals, is off today, so his lanky seat is being filled by me, John Holmes, even though I've got a cold and I feel a bit odd. So, like David Beckham, don't be surprised if I'm sick on the desk. So, just what's coming up then on this afternoon's radio equivalent of a home office that's not fit for purpose? Well, I can tell you there'll be a mystery object quiz. Previously on this show, when I've been babysitting, we've had various mystery quizzes, all to the same degree of no success. So what the hell, as we're here, I thought we'd do it again. Today, though, it's a mystery object. Details later. I'll also be bringing you a roundup of London's top squares this afternoon, along with live coverage, mind, of the Brazil versus Ghana match, but with commentary from a one-year-old child. And of course, all of that will be jammed firmly in the gaps between the news, adverts and travel this afternoon. Gaps that will also be filled by you. And that means you can call me 0870 90 90 973. You already know that anyway, 0870 90 90 973, because frankly, to speak to you would be nice. 0870 90 90 973. Pick up the phone, push those numbers into it, in that order, into its electric face, and you'll get straight through to Helen and Chris today on the other side of the glass there. Convince them that you're not mad, and you'll probably actually get on air as well. 0870 90 90 973. Now, I do have something to show. Is that a phone call already? Oh, go on then. Let's do that before. Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
You're called Cherry.
No, I'm not called Cherry.
Why does it say you are?
Well, because they always get my name wrong.
Do they?
You know what? It's actually Cherie.
Right.
Unfortunately, the Prime Minister's wife's got the same name.
Yeah.
So everyone calls me Cherie.
Well, you'd...
But it's not. It's Cherie. I'm the same as that actress that was on Emmerdale.
Patsy Kensit.
To the Australian football player.
Mandy Dingle.
Harry Kuehl.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. Got the same spelling of
Harry Kuehl, he's going out with, what's her name, isn't he? No. Who used to present You've Been Framed. What's her name?
No.
No. You know, the fat one. What's her name?
No, he's not at all.
Isn't he? I thought he was. I thought she was the actress out of Emmerdale he was going out with.
No.
What's her name?
I don't know.
Lisa Fat. No, that's not it.
Don't be horrible.
I'm not being horrible. Mandy Dingle. That was her. That's who she played. But I can't remember the actress's name. Somebody will text me and tell me. Tell me what her name is.
No,
I can't remember.
Know,
84850. So it's Cherie.
Cherie.
Not Cherry, like they've put. You'd think, wouldn't you, with Cherie being such a famous wife of the Prime Minister, that the people typing your name into the system here would get that right. Because there's not really a famous Cherie, is there?
No, only the ones you eat.
Yeah,
cherries, aren't they?
They are just cherries, as you correctly point out. Cherie, which I'm now getting right. Anyway, hello.
Hello.
Let's pretend we didn't just get confused there, and let's just start again. On the phone now is Cherie from Woodford. Hello.
That's it. Hello, and you're filling in for Ian, are you?
I am filling in for Ian, yes. I don't know where he is. No one's told me.
Really? What, has he just disappeared?
Did he not say yesterday before he left?
I don't know, I didn't hear him yesterday.
Didn't you? Perhaps he did, I don't know. I don't know what he said, but I imagine, I really don't know where he is. So if anyone actually does know, then please do call us and let us know. But I am filling in for him, yes. It's a thing I do. I'm the sort of supply teacher, if you will. If the real teacher, Ian, Mr. Lee, is off, then I get called in at the last minute with no preparation. And here I sit. What makes it work, Cherie, is the likes of you calling in.
You know, there's a guy on Sunday evening.
Mm-hmm.
James Max.
Max.
You take his slot.
Why?
Because he's not very good.
Isn't he?
Well, I don't think he's very good.
Don't you? Out of 10, what's...
Perhaps you could do a debate today and see what people say.
What? Whether Max is...
Whether you could fill in for James Max in future.
James Max?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was very surprised, actually, because I thought he'd be really good.
Right. Do you know him?
No.
Not a relative?
And he was really boring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. What was wrong with him? I'm just having a sip of tea.
He's just really boring.
Well, in what way?
Well, fall asleep radio, in fact.
Really?
And no one called in at all.
Oh, well, that's tricky. Yeah. Yeah. Why not? Did he not have an interesting phone-in topic?
I thought he was on TV, wasn't he? He was in that...
Emmerdale.
Apprentice. No, not Emmerdale.
Not with Mandy Dingle.
No.
Is he going out with Harry Kuehl?
No, she's not.
No, him. Is James going out?
I don't know.
Actually, that'd be interesting. You know, Cherie, you see in the newspapers these, the wives and girlfriends.
Yeah.
What? The wags, as I believe.
Oh, goodness me.
Now, wouldn't it be interesting? Because you know they're all pictured out and about together, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, shopping in Gucci and the like.
Yeah.
Now, wouldn't it be interesting if one of the footballers was gay? So, one of the wives and girlfriends, as it were,
had to be
a boyfriend.
Well, it would be much better, wouldn't it?
The acronym wouldn't work so well. But it would be quite good, wouldn't it, to see him pictured out with them? Because they'd really like him, wouldn't they, the girls, as well. But that'd be interesting, I think.
Yeah, well, actually, perhaps you could have a debate about that then today as well.
But maybe we could.
Yeah.
Well, I'm suggesting that we're having one now.
Footballers' husbands. Footballers' wives.
That's a new pitch.
I bet they dress better as well.
For ITV there.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting that the wags don't dress very well?
Oh, they're horrible.
What's wrong with them?
They look the same.
Well, they do look a bit the same, don't they?
Yeah, they're horrible. They're all emaciated and they're horrible.
Can I just say, Cherie, Prakash and Matt have both just texted me to say her name is Lisa Riley.
Oh, right, there we go.
There you go. Lisa, thank you, gentlemen. Of course it's Lisa Riley.
We've learned something today, haven't we?
I knew it was Lisa something.
Something.
I knew it was that. I knew she was fat and I knew she was called Mandy Dingle.
And does she still go to work? Has she still got a job?
Who, Mandy Dingle?
Yeah.
I don't know, I don't watch Emmerdale.
Whatever her name is.
I think she left that to do You've Been Framed. But she doesn't do that anymore either, because Harry Hill does it now.
So I don't
know where Mandy Riley Dingle Lisa is. Perhaps somebody does, and they could tell us.
Well, perhaps she may phone in this afternoon.
She might do. Yeah. Probably with a complaint now.
Probably, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. So what do you do, Cherie, in your real life?
I work for architects.
Architects?
Yeah.
Okay.
As an office manager.
Do you design buildings yourself?
No, not personally.
Have you ever designed a building?
No, only I'm designing my extension on the back of my house at the moment, but that's about it.
Right. Can you not get someone in the office to do that for you if they're...
Yeah, I could do. Yeah. It's my design and then they'll just make it nicer.
That's fair enough. What's it like?
I'm just extending it out. It's a 1930s semi-detached house.
Right.
On a bigger kitchen, as all women do.
Yeah, well, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah. How have you got a small kitchen now then?
Yeah. It's a bit pokey.
Is it?
Yeah, I want one of those big range ovens so I can blow up the kitchen, you know, one of those.
Probably people would frown upon that. You know what happened if you did that? 250 policemen would come round before you're even awake.
Probably, yeah.
And take you away. And then take your new kitchen apart looking for things that aren't there.
Yeah.
Well, that's right, Cherie, that was satire.
Do we really?
No, we don't want to get into that. I'm just gonna bring Susan in.
I've got to go now.
Oh, have you?
I've got to pick my Annabelle up from school, who was going to do an update today, but she won't now.
Okay.
Ian Lee's not on.
No, well, she can. She can just ring. Yeah, of course we'd like to talk to her.
Well, tell Agent Chris to ring her back at 5:38 and then perhaps she'll give you an update.
Agent Chris is nodding at me now.
Yeah.
So he'll do that. We'll do that.
It's really nice to speak to you.
Well, and you.
Can you speak to old David Lloyd up in the sky there and ask him to place you in James Max's place?
Yeah, I'll say that to her. I'll write him a note now.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I agree to it.
Okay. Well, I'll get him to talk to you. I'll just put you in touch. Thanks, Cherie.
All right. Nice to see you.
And you. It was almost a pleasure. Susan, hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
I do agree with that woman.
Do you?
The most dreadful fellow, James Mack.
Oh, dear. I don't think this should turn into a having a go at a fellow presenter, Al, should it?
He is ghastly and boring.
Is he?
Dear God.
How long's he on for?
What?
How long was he on for?
Well, he's on Sunday evenings, I think. I just cannot believe. LBC has just gone mad.
No, it hasn't. It's the best in the world.
No, it isn't. You are just...
dreadful.
Dreadful.
I know. Isn't it terrible?
It is so...
I know. Can you... Susan, can you hang on a sec while we go to travel, though? Because
well,
much
no,
as
because
everything...
I,
no, shush.
My,
no, shush.
Because my bill.
Zip it.
My phone bill.
We'll call you back, Susan. I like you slagging me off.
It is just...
dreadful. Yeah, we know. All right.
It is hell on earth.
Oh, it's hell. Yes, yes.
It is.
Susan.
Yeah, it's hell.
Shh, shh. Travel. Travel is here.
So silly in hell.
Shut up. Sorry, I was just laughing at Susan's mad voice. Hello, Joanne Webb.
Hello.
Travel now, please.
Thank you very much. King's Cross Mainline Station is still closed.
How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Long time no speak.
I know, I've missed you.
Oh, bless your heart.
Yes, but guess what I've got for you?
Oh, no, we haven't got to do this silly game again,
yeah,
have we?
Yeah.
I dread this.
Yeah. It's a travel question.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. You ready?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Mind the gap.
Yeah.
Or mind the doors. Which is more dangerous, gap or doors?
Well, I actually got once hit. I actually once was hit on the head by a tube door, and it really hurt.
Really?
Yeah.
What? How did that happen?
Well, I was trying to squeeze in, and there wasn't really room for me.
You shouldn't. That's why they say mind the door.
I know, and I fluttered my eyelids, and still didn't work. And
well, that's not going to be strong enough to prise the doors open, is it?
And then it went beep beep beep, bash on the side of the head, and oh, I had a headache for days.
Not surprised. Fluttering your eyelids is the if you think about the kinetic energy in an eyelid, that's not enough to spring tube doors back open.
But I smiled sweetly, and I thought that would squeeze up a bit, but they didn't. So I think the answer to your question is mind the doors.
Well, it's not what I've got written on the card, Joanne. I've got mind the gap. Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind, that's no points for you so far, but of course we will have another travel question later.
Brilliant.
Thanks, Joanne.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
I'm Gary King. Go to lbc.co.uk.
The frequency upon which we're broadcasting. 0870 90 90 973 is the telephone number if you want to call us. And of course, you're very welcome. The text is 84850. And I've got a thing here from someone that says that... John, why are you accepting texts? Ian never does. Well, you know, it's not for me to say. I like them. I like the texts. So you can keep those coming. I've got an email, though, as well. You can email, of course, Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, Holmes at lbc.co.uk is your email. Not your email, that's my email, but you're very welcome to use it. And don't forget, coming up between after 4 o'clock, we will be having live coverage, taking live coverage from the Brazil-Ghana World Cup match. Knockout match this afternoon with commentary from a one-year-old child. And also, we've got the mystery object quiz. That's coming up as well. For prizes, mind. Somebody who's called 0870 90 90 973 is Barbara, who's in Brentford.
Barbara from Brentford, yes.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you well?
Yeah, well, not too bad.
Out of ten.
I nearly lost my train of thought waiting so long.
You nearly lost your train of thought?
No, waiting so long.
Did you?
Anyway.
Have you ever caught your head in the doors of your train of thought?
No.
Well, if you ever do, Barbara, don't flutter your eyelids, because as we've established with Joanne, it doesn't spring them back open.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the girl they were thinking about, the name is Sherry Murphy.
Who is?
You were talking a little while ago about, she was in Emmerdale.
Oh, yeah.
Sherry Murphy. Yeah, she was also in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
But is she a celebrity?
Yeah, she was in Emmerdale.
Yeah, but she was in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah, she was in that. Sherry Murphy.
But
is
she's
her
not,
name.
Is she a celebrity?
Yes.
I've not heard of her.
Yeah, she was married to...
I read Heat magazine, Barbara, and I've not seen her.
No. I'm 81 years of age. I don't read Heat magazine.
Do you not read Heat magazine?
Eh?
Do you not read Heat magazine?
No, I think
they
do.
I do think they do one for ladies of your age.
No.
I think it's...
Anyway...
It's written on the outside of a hot water bottle.
Sherry Murphy.
Yeah.
She's married to a Liverpool football player.
Okay.
Not Australia. Oh, that's getting all mixed up there.
No, he is Australian, though, isn't he? Because he plays for Liverpool. Harry Kewell.
Yes.
who's an Australian, but he also plays for Liverpool. Yeah. That's allowed. It's allowed that way around. It's not allowed. If he was from Liverpool, he wouldn't be allowed to play for Australia. That's the way round.
They said he was Australian.
I think he is.
Is it? I don't think so. Anyway, Sherry Murphy, she was... I say in Emmerdale.
Who did she play in Emmerdale?
Oh, Trisha.
One of the cows. What?
Trisha.
Trisha, bless you.
No.
Sorry, what was her name? Who did she play?
Trisha.
Bless you.
Marlon.
It's funny every time.
Marita Marlon.
Are you a big Emmerdale fan, Barbara?
Oh, well, not lately.
No? Well, it's gone downhill.
Yeah.
Is James Max in it?
It's gone down a bit now anyway, isn't it?
Has it? I don't know. I never watched it.
Yeah.
Is Amos still in it?
No.
No?
No, no, no.
I liked him.
No,
he had a moustache.
No. Oh, no, that was a long while ago.
What's the name of the pub in Emmerdale?
Woolpack.
Woolpack. That's it. Yeah. Give us a quick, for those of us who aren't familiar with Emmerdale and its clever plot lines, Barbara, give us a quick précis of the current situation in Emmerdale, if you would.
Well, I haven't been looking at it since the football's been on.
No?
Because it doesn't come on till 10 o'clock.
Oh, have you not got Sky Plus?
No, it's always on the same time.
Do you not have Sky Plus, Barbara?
No.
Do you not?
No, I've got nothing like that. I've only got the ordinary television.
Right, not a widescreen, high-definition plasma?
No, nothing like that. No?
You should get yourself one of those.
Anyway, while I'm on the line...
Yes?
I wonder if we could... Ian Lee's not on this afternoon.
No, he's dead.
I'm wondering if I can sort something up with you.
Go on.
Mentioning no names.
No.
I'm not mentioning any names.
You've mentioned some names already, haven't you? You've said Trisha.
I'm not mentioning any names as regards to radio.
From now on. Oh, okay, fine. Go on then.
Now, if I told you...
Yep.
...that a woman could work on a car, the same as a man, you'd believe it. Believe me, wouldn't you?
On a car?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, because I worked on cars
years ago.
I worked on the old Hillman Minx.
Oh, yeah?
And, you know...
What did you do on it, on the Hillman Minx?
Well...
You're not how the Hillman Minx got called a minx, are you, Barbara?
No. 1,000-mile service, 2,000-mile service. Take the cylinder head off. Adjust the tappets. They had women doing that in 1955.
Yes, they did. Well, didn't... During the Second World War as well, weren't most of the technical jobs over here done by women anyway?
Well, I spoke to one of your people about this.
On the radio?
And I was almost... Well, I don't think he believed it, and it was a bit embarrassing.
You know what they do, Barbara? You phone these people up, right? And
Very embarrassing.
You know what they do? They deliberately take the contrary position to what you're saying.
Just to
get a rise out of you. That's all they're doing, Barbara.
I know.
Don't rise to their childish...
I won't.
What did you do on... So you used to work... You were a mechanic, were you, on the
Hillman? I must admit one thing.
Go on, then.
Any of these jobs...
Unless it's a murder, because this isn't the place to do that.
Well, I was around when Christie was around, yeah.
Right. You didn't meet him, did you? Did you know Christie?
Actually, I served him every day.
You served John Christie?
Yes.
You served... Yes. What did you serve him with? Did he have a Hillman Minx that you fixed?
No.
What did you serve him with?
Oh, just looking after a cafe, you know, for somebody.
What was he buying? Acid?
No, anyway, going back to this car business.
Can you hang on? I think we've got to go to things. But can you wait there, Barbara, because this is very interesting.
Okay.
Okay, wait there, but don't lose your train of thought again. Okay, here we go.
I'm Gary King. Love quizzes. Don't miss the big...
In Welling, Harry Kewell is 100% Australian and he plays for Liverpool. Yes, thank you very much. That's on the text. 84850, by the way. Hello, Barbara.
Hello.
I've just got a few seconds here to just...
What was you going to ask me?
I was going to ask you all about your... I was going to come and talk to you about, you know, everything you were talking about, like John Christie's acid and your cars. But we haven't got very long because we've got to go to stuff. But I will talk to you straight after that. But in the meantime, Barbara, let me tell you that Simon has texted to say an alternative acronym for the footballers' players' other halves could be friends and girlfriends. Well, I think he might be being a bit funny there. Barbara, talk to you in a moment.
On FM, on DAB, and online.
What's wrong, Barbara?
Nothing.
Okay. I've got a text here for you.
Yeah?
Yeah, this is from Dylan in Enfield.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Will Barbara go out on a date with me? That's what he says.
I'm 81 years of age.
Doesn't stop you going out on a date, Barbara, does it? There's plenty you could still do.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't know. I'm getting a bit past it now.
No, don't be so ridiculous, Barbara. You sound full of vim and vigour.
I know.
Yeah.
Safe with having to be, I suppose.
Yeah, well, isn't it?
Sometimes.
Anyway, Leslie's on the phone as well. Hello, Leslie.
Well, I was born in 1925.
What?
How are you?
I was born in 1925.
Hang on, were you, Barbara?
Yeah.
1925?
Yes.
That's marvellous, isn't it?
Yeah.
You probably remember a time before the internet, then.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Do you? I don't think I can. Not really.
Who is this on the line talking to me?
I've got Leslie on the line as well, Barbara.
Oh, hello, Leslie.
Hello.
Hello.
You sound nice.
She does sound nice, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what's happened to Ian Lee?
Well, you sound like you might have him locked in a freezer.
Oh, yeah.
Cellar, wrapped in black bin liners, but not...
I got him in the shed.
Have you got him in the shed?
Yeah, what? He said he was having a day off.
Right.
And he was spunking off as well.
He was doing what?
He was spunking off.
I don't want to know about
that. Oh, don't you?
No, I certainly don't.
Do you know
this is a family programme?
Leslie? Said he wasn't coming in.
All right. Leslie?
Yeah.
Leslie?
Yeah.
Right, just wait a moment. Barbara?
Yeah?
You know you met the serial killing murderer John Christie?
Yeah.
Did he sound a lot like Leslie to you?
No.
Because Leslie, to me, sounds like a murderer.
He was very good looking.
Was he?
He was working...
As a waitress in a cocktail bar.
He was working in Shepherd's Bush.
Yeah, as a what? Well, as a murderer.
No.
What did he do then?
Well, there was a lot of trucks in Shepherd's Bush that went all over the place delivering, and he worked there, you know, he worked in the yard there. And
yeah.
No, he was quite a good-looking chap.
So you used to serve him in a cafe? Let's just recap.
A cafe in the Gold Hawk Road.
Yeah.
Shepherd's Bush.
Yeah.
It laid back, the cafe, but when they used to go away, I used to look after it sometimes for a couple of days for him, and he used to come in the cafe.
Right. What was his favourite sort of, what did he have in the cafe?
He never had anything. He just sat there staring.
Oh, I bet he did.
All the time, you know, and I thought there was something a bit strange about him, and then when I saw his photograph in the paper,
well,
I said to my friend, "Come, you know this is, don't you know?" And that's who it was.
So he used to come and sit and stare.
He used to just stare.
Leslie, do you sit in cafes and stare?
I go to a little cafe.
Yeah.
And meet people.
Do you? I don't think you've ever met anyone.
Yeah, I like meeting people.
Eating people.
Meeting people,
yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any more calls on the line?
Listen...
No, not for you.
Oh, because I like talking.
Well, it doesn't sound like you know how.
Yeah.
Who's the chap who phoned up Clive Ball? Hello, Clive. It's not that man I'm talking to.
Is that you, Leslie?
No.
What's his name?
Was it,
Richard. Richard from Greenford, isn't it?
Mandy Dingle.
No, isn't it Richard from Greenford?
He phones up Clive Bull, does he?
Yeah. Right. Hello, Clive.
Oh, it's turning into some sort of... I might as well just leave you two to it.
Oh. No,
calm down, Leslie.
Yeah.
You don't even sound like you've seen a nudie lady, let alone a glamorous 81-year-old one.
I go to Brighton Beach.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why doesn't that surprise me? I'm not going to ask what you do when you get there, but no. I bet it ends in a cell.
Oh, who's this man I'm talking to then? Does he speak to Nick Ferrari?
Leslie, come on, Leslie, tell us about yourself.
I speak to Ian Lee sometimes.
Yeah, we know that.
Oh, well, no, let's forget Ian.
You're how old? 39?
Yeah.
Right, why have you got a voice of a murderer?
Ooh.
Explain that.
I'm not a murderer.
Aren't you?
No, I'm a nice young lad.
Yeah.
Is this gentleman I'm speaking to... Does he live at 10 Willington Place?
Good call, Barbara.
Yeah. I live in your cellar.
I'm actually frightened of Leslie now. Can Leslie? It's lovely to talk to you.
Yeah.
And when I say it's lovely to talk to you, I mean it wasn't.
If I frightened you.
Yeah. Well, you did.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Barbara, you still
want a little jingle for your show?
God, go on then.
This is the John Holmes show on London's LBC.
Staggering. In case anyone actually is wondering what is has happened now, Ian Lee is off, I should establish. I am what Leslie said there at John Holmes, and I'm sitting in for Ian because he's missing. So, just to make that clear, in case you just tune in and wonder what the hell happened. Luckily, I don't know who I've got. There's a text here from Agent Jack Bauer, Barbara and Leslie.
Yeah.
It says, this show is awful. Bring back Ian Lee or I'll hunt you down like a dog. I don't think that's from the real Jack Bauer, because I'd say that Jack Bauer was fairly busy saving or trying to bring down the president in the current series. Than to be listening to...
Oh, please, I've got to say, I'm all on my own in life. And you know Brentford's a terrible, boring place, Brentford.
Is it?
Brentford's a miserable...
I'm not sure how we zip to that, but that's fine. Yeah, why don't you move house, Barbara?
Well, 89.
I thought you were 81 a minute ago. You've aged quickly.
I am 81.
At the beginning of this call, you were 81.
I am 81. Now
you're
81. Yes,
I mean, I know I've had you hanging on for a while.
Yes, sir. I am 81, yeah.
Yeah. So why don't you move?
I was born in 1925.
25, yeah, we know. When,
born in Norfolk.
No, I didn't ask you that. Why don't you move, Barbara?
No, not at my age now. 81.
Why?
You
don't have to pick all your stuff up yourself.
I'll have to go into an old woman's home.
You won't have to go into an old woman's home. You don't. You don't sound like you need to do that.
Oh, well, I'm going into an old lady's home.
Are you?
In a few months' time.
Are you? Where is it?
Eh?
Where is it?
Just up the road.
Is it nice or is it one of those?
All right.
Is it? It's all right. Yeah. Do you want
anyway,
you?
Anyway.
What? Eh?
Anyway, I thought you said you had a bad throat when you came on.
I have. I have got a bad. Well, a bit of a summer cold, Barbara. You wouldn't have any. You used to fix Hillman Minxes. Is there any way you could fix my slight summer cold that I have?
I've done a bright reline.
That's probably going to help my nostrils, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've got a good idea.
I doubt that.
No. I don't know. I wish I was young again. Never mind.
Well, do you know, we all, Barbara, wish we were younger, don't we? If you could pick a perfect age, what would you be, Barbara?
No, I'm at about 40s. In my 40s?
Why are you 40s? What did you do then? Was that optimum Hillman Minx time?
No, I was only in my 20s then.
Okay.
I was 1955. I wouldn't have been in my 40s in 1955. I would have been in my late 20s.
I can't do maths. We've got Jenny on the phone, Barbara, who wants to talk to you.
Who?
Jenny does. She's in Hainault. And I don't know, she's in Hainault. We'll find out. Hello, Jenny.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Do you want to talk to Barbara?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go on.
Barbara, I can't believe you're 81.
I am honest.
I know.
I am honest. I swear on the Bible, I am.
I know. I've read and heard of Christy, I don't think he's that good looking, but if you can remember all that, you must be.
I remember it very well.
I might as well not be here.
And I was also outside when Ruth Ellis was hung.
Really?
Do you just gravitate towards murderers or something?
No, Barbara, what
is it about you?
I remember the Ruth Ellis case. If we
look back through a timeline, right, of history's murderers, the one common denominator, Barbara, is you.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Well.
Somehow, you.
Yeah.
Are the common denominator of all murderers. What does that tell you?
No, there's more murders today than whatever there was.
Not old-fashioned serial killers.
Oh, no, not old-fashioned ones.
You know, where are they now?
I don't know.
But you see, Christy, and now Ruth Ellis. Oh. So you were there when she was hanged, did you say?
I was, yes.
Did you take...
There was a lot of people outside the
possession of a Hillman Minx after she didn't need it anymore.
Eh?
Hmm?
What?
Nothing. I've got a story about Ruth Ellis, I can tell you.
Yeah.
And it's this. I was at school with a friend of mine at school, with a friend called Darren Wood, who didn't get on with this girl, this is true, called Dawn Beasley. They just didn't like each other, okay?
Oh.
And nobody knew why. And they didn't either. They just did not get on, right? This is absolutely true. Just hated each other. And then we only found out years later that it turned out that Woody, Darren, was related distantly to the hangman who hung Ruth Ellis.
Right. And
Ruth Ellis was a distant relative of this girl, Dawn. And we didn't know that, and they didn't know that, but they didn't like each other.
He didn't do any more after
that. You're not listening to me, are you, Barbara?
Yeah, I am listening.
Oh, are you? Okay.
I'm listening, yeah.
But isn't that a bit weird, don't you think?
Well, no, it's just one of those things.
No, it's not one of those things. It's a bit weird. They didn't like each other, but they didn't know they were related to them.
Well, maybe, you know, sometimes if you look back, we might all be related to somebody that's done something,
well,
haven't we?
Yeah, I suppose if you go all the way back, technically we're all related to just Adam and Eve, aren't they? Aren't we, really? Because they're, you know, because they were real.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, so technically.
Never mind. I don't know.
So that means, Barbara, whoever you... Because we're all related to each other, because we all go back to Adam and Eve, technically, Barbara, whoever you've slept with in your life, that means...
Yeah,
that means it was incest. Well, Dylan on the text was up for it there, wasn't he? Wasn't he? Send him round, Barbara. Can we... Have you still got a Hillman Minx in the garage, Barbara?
No.
Because you could do it on the bonnet.
No, that's all I'm saying. No. Oh, yeah, could do, couldn't I? Yeah.
You know, that's why it's called a Hillman Minx, I think, Barbara.
No, I don't even ride a bicycle.
Don't you?
No.
What about, have you got a skateboard?
No, I've got a basket on wheels.
A basket on wheels? Did you get in it?
No.
Have you ever been tempted to get in it? If I had a basket on wheels, I'd get in it.
Anyway, I'm still wondering where old Richard is from Greenford.
Oh, I don't know.
I suppose he'll be phoning up Clyde Bull.
Yeah, I expect he will. Yeah.
He's a bit of a lad.
Is he?
Anyway, I hope you have a nice afternoon.
Thanks, Barbara. It was lovely to talk to you.
And Ian Lee might be back.
Oh, he's back tomorrow?
Yeah.
But I'm back again next week.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I honestly know. If I start something, I like to finish it and I like to get my facts right.
I've heard that about you.
And I can't really remember the exact place where Christy was working, but it was in Shepherd's Bush on the Gold.
Okay, well, if you remember exactly.
It was a transport place.
Okay, if you remember exactly, you give us a call back. Speaking of transport, I have to go to John Webb with the travel, Barbara.
British Road Service, that's who he worked for. Anyway, I'll speak to you again.
Bye. Joanne with the travel.
Well, let's start at King's Cross, as this is where the major problem is.
Coughing in the background there.
Probably.
Quite loud coughing. That's quite rude, isn't it, of your lovely travel.
I'll slap them.
Who was it?
I don't know, actually.
Ask them. Just say who coughed.
Was that you coughing earlier? No. Claire, was it... No.
Sounded like a man's cough.
I don't know who that was.
I think. Shout and ask them. So who coughed?
Well, they're talking important news things at the moment.
They've just interrupted you, haven't they, with the cough? If you can just shout out who coughed.
Hold on.
Guys, who just coughed?
Probably me.
Oh, I think it was Jonathan Savage who's reading the news at the moment.
I know, well, yeah, we know he's reading the news. But, yeah, that's very rude. So I think when he reads the news next, you should just come in and sneeze or something
into the studio?
Over his news. Yeah, just goz up a greenie, as I believe children once said when I was at school.
I'm a lady, I don't do that.
I'm glad to hear it. You know, you were just saying about you should leave school early. Leave school? I'm back to school now. You should leave work early.
I know, it's a bit of a silly thing to say, really, isn't it?
Well, I was wondering if I could.
Yeah.
If I go now...
No,
then,
you're not allowed to.
Well, why? Because the trains are bad, aren't they?
But if you have a sympathetic boss, you might be able to.
Well, of course, I'm at work at LBC. All the bosses are sympathetic.
Yeah, but it's slightly different in your profession. I mean, if I just left, then, you know, there'll be no travel.
No, but if I... Well, look, I'm going to go, because you've suggested it. So I'm afraid you're going to have to take over the programme.
No.
So if you can just... I'm going now. So if you could just... Just say...
I have a button which switches off my mic,
say there's an advert coming up. It's fine. Just do that.
No.
Go on.
No.
I'm going.
No.
Headphones are off.
No.
Hello, I'm Gary King. What's stopping you playing the big...
No, 90-90-973... do call us, why not? 84850 is the text. Email homes@lbc.co.uk. Online.
Hello.
Hang on. Seven is, hello?
Hello.
Hello.
It's me.
I know.
Yeah.
Why are you back?
I'm sorry I lowered the tone off the show. I was still online, then if you came back to me.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And if you want me to do the show one day, I'm available.
You want to do the show?
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone would want to go home early. That's interesting. Perhaps people could let us know. If they think you should do the show,
Yeah.
Then yeah, fine. I mean, we live in a democratic society, Leslie.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you do. I think you probably live in some sort of world of your own where you've decorated your own furniture with human skin. But
if you get emails.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love to do the show.
Would you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's wait there, Leslie.
Yeah.
Mr. Lloyd.
That's right.
Hello.
This is your boss, David Floyd.
Hello there. Thank you for calling in.
That guy sounds like Buffalo Bill.
Would you? He does sound like Buffalo Bill. Not the cowboy, but the serial killer from The Silence of the Lambs.
Well, we'll keep him a long distance.
Now, do you think Leslie should be allowed to come in and do the show? As a boss of LBC?
Well, I didn't phone for Leslie, but if he's going to replace James Max, then I got an issue.
What sort of accent is that, by the way? I can't quite place it.
It's a billionaire's accent.
I think it's amateur, but I'm not sure.
Damn right, it's an amateur accent.
Yeah.
There aren't many billionaires around.
Well, there are a few, actually, you know.
Yes,
because it was only in the news yesterday, wasn't it?
I'm going trained to be.
Are you a philanthropist?
Well, let me tell you my story about James Max.
Oh, we're on to James Max now. Yeah, I don't think, you know, should we use this as a forum for bad mouthing other presenters when they're not here? I think I feel quite like I'm talking behind someone's back.
I've got a soft spot for that boy.
You what?
I've got a soft spot for that boy.
Have you?
Yeah.
Right.
Don't you want to know what the reason is why he's working there?
Yes, please.
Right. 10 years back, I won a tin mine in a card game.
You won a tin mine in a card game?
Right.
Congratulations.
Tin mine's in Patagonia.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are they big on tin there?
Well, it used to be.
But not now?
Well, depleted.
How many mines do they have?
Well, it's all gold and silver now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did you not win one of those?
Well, I didn't win one of those.
Well, technically you lost then, because gold and silver was better than tin.
Well, at that time I was making a hell of a lot of money.
Out of tin?
Out of tin.
You want to make it out of paper?
What it is, they make corned beef there.
They make corned beef in Patagonia?
That's right, and they need the tin to put it in.
Did you make the keys as well, to undo the tin of corned beef?
I did the keys and everything.
Mr. Lloyd, can you answer me one question? Why is it that corned beef, maybe some sardines, are the only tinned food to have a key to open it? Why is that?
Well, what about mackerel?
All right, mackerel, fish.
Sardines.
And corned beef. Why? Why don't you get a key with other foodstuffs in a tin?
It makes it look like you got to have something to make it different from vegetable.
Yeah, but vegetables are different anyway. They don't look the same as other things, do they?
But you got to feel like you're doing a different process.
Okay, wait there. Because I'm frightened of you as well.
Hi, with a Yeah.
You're still there, are you?
Of course I'm here.
I thought you probably were.
I
had to interrupt you there for contractual reasons. But I'm still interested in this vegetables. Come on, answer me the question. Why aren't other things have keys? I genuinely don't know.
Perhaps I should go into that and make my own kind of range of foods with keys.
Yeah.
Is that what you want me to do?
No, we've had food with keys, you see, Mr. Lloyd. We've already done that. This is the future. We're into the digital age now. I want tins of beans with fingerprint access.
Right. Don't think that's economically feasible.
Why?
It just ain't.
Because, think about it, the only way you can get into a tin of beans, or perhaps spaghetti hoops, or one of those all-day breakfasts, is fingerprint scanning. And then on tins of salmon, nice tins of salmon, retina scanning. So you have to hold the tin up to your eye, which then scans your eye, but it will only open if you're the correct owner of the tin.
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
Well, you could get all kinds of infections doing that to your eye.
Yeah?
Sticking tins in your eye, goddamn. Are you an idiot?
Yes.
Well, I thought so.
Yeah, but think that this is a good system. Yeah, well, it is. Yeah, that's up to you, though. You're the boss. You're the system, though. It's not. It works. Think about it. Anyone can open. If you've got a tin of corned beef, Mr. Lloyd, right? A tin of corned beef with its key. The key is attached to the side of the tin. Anybody can get into your tin. But if it's fingerprint access or retina scanning,
let me tell you, if there was a crime epidemic about people breaking into other people's tins,
yeah,
then that would be something I would be interested
well,
in.
Well, Mr. Lott, I can tell you that there are, because you don't live... You're a billionaire, as you rightly pointed out. You don't mix in the sort of circles where food theft from tins is rife.
I mix in a lot of circles, boy. You'd be interested.
Well, I doubt it.
You would.
Try me. Tell me about one of the circles you mix.
I'm the only billionaire that you might know that has an Oyster card. Now, that gets me everywhere.
Yeah.
And I've seen all kinds of lowlife. I know what kind of crime goes on.
How would you open... how would you open an oyster? That's interesting. Because that's what I'm
saying. I got people to do that for me.
What do they use?
Who's that? Is that Buffalo Bill?
No, he's still there, yeah.
I've got to go now.
Have you? What are you doing? Before you go, Buffalo Leslie.
Yeah.
Can you just... I've got a mental image of you standing in a cellar with an earthen pit that you've dug yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And above it, you're nude. Right?
Yeah.
Save for a cloak made of human skin, and you've tucked your genitals between your legs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Is that more or less accurate?
Like Steve Allen there.
Yeah, like Steve Allen. Yeah, exactly like that, yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed talking to you.
Did you? Well, that's only one-way traffic, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thanks, Leslie.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
All right, Mr. Lloyd, do you think he's a bit weird?
Sorry, he could be... What? It don't matter.
Doesn't it?
Most of the billionaires I know, they got something going on.
How many billionaires do you know?
A lot.
How many?
A lot.
More than five?
Well, the number changes every day. Depends how the oil prices are doing.
Right.
But I've known a lot. Some of them, of course, dead.
Right. Right, yes. Mr. Lloyd.
Yes.
I know you're in charge here.
Yes.
But go away.
Thanks.
News next. 08709090973 if you want to call us. Don't forget, live coverage of the Brazil match. Brazil versus Ghana. Throughout the whole match, commentary exclusively to LBC from a one-year-old. We'll also be doing the mystery object competition. Hello, I'm John Holmes, in for Ian Lee. To you. Hello, I'm John Holmes, sitting in for Ian Lee. You can call us 08709090973. Text us this afternoon, 84850. Or you can email holmes@lbc.co.uk. I can tell you the Brazil-Ghana have kicked off, and we will be going for live coverage from a one-year-old child throughout the next hour. But first, we turn like a cross dog. Today's mystery object competition. If you're a regular listener to this programme and don't switch it off whenever Ian Lee's away, then you'll have heard me play various mystery quizzes, ranging from mystery voices to mystery sounds to mystery songs, and we've given away some top-notch prizes. In the past, lucky LBC listeners, that's you mostly, have won a trip round Steve Allen, the council estate opposite the studio, and last time we gave away the whole A40 Westway from its eastern end, where it bridges the A5 Edgware Road, all the way over to somewhere in Northolt. Today's mystery quiz is, as ever, a text or email-only quiz. You can text us, 84850, email holmes@lbc.co.uk. And this afternoon, the mystery quiz is a mystery object quiz. Now, I'm going to hold a mystery object in front of the microphone, and you simply have to tell me what it is. Okay, here we go. Hang on. Right, there it is. What's that? Here it is again. Okay, I'll put it down now. If you think you know what that is, text or email. And the winner, by the end of the show tonight, or perhaps by 6 o'clock, will win 4 tickets. That's right. I've got 4 tickets to give away to the correct guess. We already... getting texts in on 84850 for that. Kath in Finchley here thinks that it might be a disabled ramp. A disabled ramp? No, it's not. Will in Highgate, is immediately texted to say that the mystery object is a television aerial with a punnet of strawberries tied to it. Good guess, Will, but no. Why don't we have another look at it? There it is. Just what is the mystery object? Abby, from her car on the North Circular, thinks it could be a gibbon. Sorry, Abby, no. If you think you know what it is, text us 84850, email comment at lbc.co.uk, and don't forget, get it right, I've got 4 tickets to give away this afternoon. Let's go to the electric telephone, line 9000. Hello, Brian.
Hello?
Hello?
Philip. I know what it is.
Philip. Is that Philip? No. Or Brian? Brian. Hello, Brian.
I know what it is.
What is it?
Chicken.
No. It's not that. Philip, hello.
Good afternoon, John.
Are you well?
I phoned in, actually. You were talking about John Christie.
Oh, yes, Barbara. Used to serve him.
Oh, did she? Well, I've got in front of me, John, the News of the World from Sunday, March the 29th, 1953.
Good crikey, Philip. And Philip, it's nice to talk to you again, by the way.
And the front page is all about John Christie.
Is it?
Yeah. They've just found the 4th body in the garden.
Right. Can you hang on a sec?
Certainly.
I was just saying it's nice to talk to you again.
Oh, I do apologise.
That's all right. We've spoke before, didn't we?
We have spoken before, yes.
Very nice. Did you keep the News of the World for years?
No, what it was, John, they bring out certain... They do it in summer, they bring out old newspapers.
Yes, that's true.
And this was one that they did.
Yeah.
And you get the full newspaper, so you don't just get the front page with the story about the search for Christie. They've got an identikit picture on the front. They're looking for him.
Yeah.
They also got the rest of the newspaper with the adverts, the television, and it really makes quite, nostalgic listening. Reading, I should say.
Oh, I know.
Even if you've weren't around in those days.
It's always good to find old newspapers, isn't it? Because you often get people find, when they redecorate their house.
Yes.
People find old newspapers under carpets.
That's right, they do, don't they?
Yeah.
I was looking through the some of the adverts and one caught my attention. In 1953, you could earn money, John, by growing mushrooms.
Could you? You still can, actually.
Can you?
But I think it's illegal.
Oh, right. Oh, no, these are ordinary ones.
Oh, are they?
And you have to send off for a book.
Right.
5 shillings.
Right.
And they send you this book on how to grow mushrooms.
Does it have an address?
Yes, it does.
Do you think it's got... Where is it? What is it?
NW5... Department NW, which I take for News of the World,
yep.
52 Covent Garden. What? I take it that was when it was the old vegetable market.
Yeah. Well, in that case, so that you could phone the actual vegetable market.
Pop round there and get your mushroom.
We should talk to the News of the World and see if they'll still send us a mushroom book.
And there was one for a watch, and a watch cost 49.6.
Right. What's that? What's that in today's money? I'd imagine it's 55.
Yes, it's. I should think it's about what you would pay for a cheap watch today. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, the watches are so. Also, what else have we got here? Have a quick look for you. See if there's anything that might be of interest to you. There's adverts for Oxo.
Yeah. Well, that. Yeah. Oxo.
And would you like to join the RAF? The Women's Royal Army Corps, because they're looking for... They've got a new uniform.
Have they?
And it's 1953 they had one. And they're looking for women to go and join them.
Is there a picture of the uniform?
Yes, there's a woman who says, yes, it's a friendly life in the rack, or whack, or however you pronounce it. You'll make many new friends.
Oh, yeah.
There's, what else? Turf cigarettes.
What year is this from again?
1953, John.
1953. So let's go back to the headline as well.
The headline is The House of Murder.
The House of Murder. See, that's not very good. The News of the World have moved on, haven't they?
Yeah,
I was going to ask you what the headline was.
And it's...
There's no pun in The House of Murder. It's not even an alliteration.
It's not the tabloid Equator Today.
No, of course not. No, no.
What else have we got?
Otherwise, if it was today, it'd probably say Heather Mills and the House of Murder.
Yes, it would.
Or something.
Puff wheat was on sale.
What was?
Puff wheat.
Puff wheat?
Which I think is what they call it today. Is it still called puff wheat?
I don't think you can say that anymore. I don't think it's PC.
Oh, is it? Oh, I didn't know.
Philip, can you wait there for me?
Certainly, John.
Oh, we've just got 2, 3, go.
One event change you.
Hey, Joanne.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Every time I come on here, you've got lots of travel for us.
Yeah, I could do even more if you want.
Could you? Last time I asked you to make some up and you wouldn't do it.
No.
And there's not one mention of that overturned tramp in Oxford Street.
Oh, stop that nonsense.
I've got a travel question for you.
Go on.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
The owl and the pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. What do you think, Joanne? they bought at duty free?
200 Marlboro Lights and a big bottle of whiskey.
Well, bear in mind, they have got honey and plenty of money, obviously, according to the rhyme. I'll give you the cigarettes.
Good.
Right, but they bought one. They bought cigarettes, but one, two, three other things. If you can get one of them, I'll give you a point.
You know those big bars of chocolates you can buy in duty free? They're always good for owls and pussycats.
They've recalled those because of salmonella.
And beer and...
Yes.
Perfume?
I'll give you beer, because I'll tell you exactly what they bought. 24 bottles of Alsace French lager.
Oh, as if I'd get that.
200 Marlboro, like you were right, and 200 cigarettes. Good. They also bought a bottle of Baileys and one of those teddy bears you get that's dressed as a beef eater for no reason. That's what they bought. But you can have the point.
So I'm 1-0.
You're one up now.
Okay, brilliant.
Okay, well, we'll talk to you again later.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joanne.
Isn't it unbelievable the way banks treat you?
John Holmes in for Ian Lee. Lots of answers coming in on the text. For the mystery object competition this afternoon. Is the mystery object, John, a small rabid elephant? That's from Stu. John, it's an app. Is it an apple? No, it's not an apple. Who's that from? Adrian. Is it a football? No. John, is it a David Hasselhoff leather jacket and comb set? No. John, is the mystery object... Oh, it's the mystery object, an octopus. That's from Mike the Courier. Oh, very close, Mike, on that one, but I'm afraid it's not. Is it a glass of water? John, is the mystery object a space hopper? That's from James in Croydon. John, the mystery object is the Labour Party... the Labour Party's missing scruples. That's from Rory Bremner. Very clever. Hello, is the mystery object my nan's false eye? That's from Ruth in Kent. I don't think it is. But if your nan is missing a false eye, Ruth, then give us a call, 08709090973, and we'll try and track that down for you. Is it a waste paper basket? No, Melanie. Good guess, though, because obviously there is one of those in here. The waste paper basket, Melanie, if I was to hold that up, sounds like this. That's the waste paper basket. But it's not that. So, I'll hold the object up again. Like, what is it? Here we go. There you go. So what is that? What is the mystery object? John, is it a plethora? No. Is it an egg timer? No. Is it a condom with two AA-sized batteries and a frog in it? Very close, AJ. Very close, but I'm afraid it's not that. I'm going to talk to Philip again now. Hello, Philip.
Good afternoon again, John.
Hello, Philip again.
I've been looking while we were on the break. I was having a look to see what else they had on sale in the newspaper.
Yeah, anything interesting?
Yeah, tennis rackets, 19 and 6, which is just under a pound.
How? Come on, Tim.
Yeah, razor blades, 2.5p for 4.
They shouldn't be advertising those in the same newspaper as a serial killer.
In those days, they were sort of loose. They weren't in the throwaway razors, were they?
What is Philip? What is it? By the way, Philip, I must just tell you that we do have we're coming up quite close now. I think before 4:30 for our first. We're going to go over to are they in Dortmund? I think Brazil and Ghana are playing in Dortmund this afternoon. Philip, did you know that?
I believe I did hear something about it. It's football, isn't it?
It is the World Cup, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're playing, it's a knockout stage, and we're going to get some live commentary, just to keep everyone up to date, from a one-year-old child or something.
Oh, wow, I mean, an expert. Fantastic.
So that's coming up before 4:30, probably the first time. Just to let you know. But meanwhile, yeah, razor blades.
Razor blades, 2.5p for
now, the thing is, right, what is it about... Now, razor blade, Philip, yes. in the day of this newspaper... You, as you say, they were loose, and you could slot them into a razor thing yourself.
That's right, yes.
Now, this day and age, you can buy, you know, they seem to outdo each other all the time, don't they? First they had two blades.
Yes.
Then there were three blades.
That's right.
Then there were three blades with a vibrating battery in
that's right, yes.
And now there are five blades. Now,
it's ridiculous.
Why? You know? Why do we need so many blades?
I don't know, I just think they do it to, they say it's new super duper closer shave, and...
Yep.
And, you know, really, it's just the same.
It's the same,
you still cut yourself.
Lubricating blades.
Oh, I haven't seen those.
Have you not?
No, what is it? That old Vera, what they call that Vera stuff they put on it, isn't it?
No, it's worse than that.
Is it worse than that?
Yeah, we can't say what it is on.
Oh, there's another advert, John. For £7, you can have a bag of hop manure.
Hop manure?
From your garden.
Or hot manure?
No, hop. H-O-P.
Hop manure from a hop.
From a hop farm, I imagine.
But a hop farm grows hops, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but I think that...
I don't think hops defecate.
No, but no, well, that's what it says. And I think what it is, that It says it will provide soil and plant nutrition.
Yes.
Because it contains hops, humus, plus nitrogen, phosphates and potash.
It's got hummus in it?
Yes. So I suppose it's...
What, the great, the dip?
What they've got left over after they, you know, crushed the hops.
It's got dip in it. Hummus?
Yeah. Hummus, however you pronounce it.
What, in manure?
Well, in this manure, is, yes.
Does it?
Hop manure.
I wouldn't want to dip my Dorito into that, Philip. I don't know about you.
And also, John, this was the start of the 3D films.
Oh, now, you see. Of course. Free glasses.
And the film that was on, I was having a look to see what films were on. There was a film on, well, I think it was one of the first 3D films, Bawana Devil.
It was called what?
Bawana Devil.
Bawana Devil, yes, it was. Yes, that's true. I've got a book about 3D films.
And yeah,
it's quite boring, but I have.
Lions and tigers jumped out the screen
into
your lap.
Yeah, and they did porn films in 3D, you know, Philip.
Did they? Oh, I hadn't heard about that. What film was that?
Think about the advantages of that.
Oh, because one of the first ones was that classic, still a classic today, was The House of Wax.
House of Wax.
Vincent Price.
Yeah, 3D. That was remade with Paris Hilton.
Oh, I heard about that.
Not in 3D, though.
Oh, no.
Not even a home sex tape was in 3D, Philip.
Oh, we got some more razor blades. 7 o'clock razor blades.
7 o'clock razor blades?
Yes. They cost no more than they did...
Didn't Ian used to present that?
He said they cost no more than they did pre-war, and they're 1 and 8 for 10, or you can have 5 for 10 pence.
Right.
So it's certainly all happened in 1953.
Considering how much they cost now...
Oh.
If you were to go and buy, you know, a well-known brand of razor, with its 20 lubricated menthol blades, they're expensive.
Here they are.
That's why I
usually buy the ones, you know, sensitive skin, you know, and I think they're about £1.50. I think the ones I buy.
Oh, you're going to rip your face up with that, Philip. If it's indeed your face that you're shaving, I don't want to pry too deeply in what you might want to do. I'm just going to bring Verinder in.
Oh right.
Because I don't think he's started shaving yet. Is that right, Verinder?
Yeah, hello,
Verinder.
Hello.
Yes. What?
Have you started shaving?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. What razors do you favour?
Wilkinson Sword.
Wilkinson Sword. Other razors are available.
Do they give you a close shave, Verinder?
Yes, they do.
Oh, they don't no cuts or anything?
No, they don't.
Oh. Do you use any aftershave or pre-shave?
Pre-shave.
Oh, what do you use?
Some Gillette aftershave.
Because there's so many.
Other pre-shaves are available.
There's so many. I was going through the other day and I saw...
They are available. What are you chain back?
What?
There was a pre-shave one.
They are available. Gillette.
Yeah,
yep. They are available. Other ones are available too.
That aftershave, I saw one the other day called Stallion.
Stallion?
Yes. And it said, you know, for the real men, it said.
For a horse?
No, that was the name, Stallion.
Right.
And it was sound a small bottle.
Philip, I've got to ask you, Philip, if you're buying razors that cost £1.59...
Yes.
And aftershave called Stallion...
Can I just say this?
Hang on, Verinder, hang on. Hang on, we've got to... I just want to just tell Philip this before we go to a thing.
Yes, John.
You have razors, £1.59, and after called Stallion.
Yes.
Right? You're not going to pull the ladies, Philip.
The beautiful game.
My beautiful...
Straight after the headlines in a moment, we will be going live over to Dortmund for football commentary, football coverage, live from the Brazil match. First, Philip, are you going to improve your shaving technique?
Well, it's funny you should say that, John. I've just seen an advert in here
for
an electric shaver.
Yep.
It's £8.19.5.
Bargain.
And it's a Remington Contour 6.
And I imagine that's before Victor Kayam bought the company because he liked it so much.
Oh, of course he did, yes. This one, you can pay in easy payments if you want to.
They're the best sort of payments for me. Philip, hang on, we're going to headlines.
On FM. On
Texters 84850, or you can call us 0870 909 0973, or you can email homes@lbc.co.uk. Don't forget, we've got the mystery object competition. Lots of answers coming in for that. But first, we can go over live now to Dortmund for coverage of Brazil versus Ghana. Your commentator, William Hurst, aged one.
Yeah.
And thanks, William. We'll have more live coverage of the Brazil-Ghana match from him as the afternoon wears on. He'll be keeping us up to date with the scores. Okay, still on the phone, I think. Philip, hello.
Yes, John.
Hello. So, thanks for holding all that time.
I found another advert, John.
Another?
For pig worm powders.
Pig worm powders.
Yes, because after the war, I mean, people kept pigs in their backyard. Well, I mean, those had little small holdings. And it said, you know, they're very, very good. It doesn't give a price, but you can get them in packets of 12 or 50.
I think you can still get it in Boots.
What, pig worm powder?
Pretty sure. It's do you know what it is? It's the same, but now they call it Lemsip.
Oh, right, I didn't know that. Yeah, I also got, John,
for legal reasons, that it's not called Lemsip. Lemsip isn't.
I've got the football results from 1953. What's your team, John? What team do you support?
Do you know, I'm afraid for it. I'm just one of these fair-weather football supporters. I'm kind of like this World Cup lark, but
right.
Other than that, I'm not that interested.
Oh, right.
I'm really not. It's weird, isn't it?
It is. It is. Some of the teams that are playing, you know, all the teams that are around today, but...
you know, I'm kind of one of the, you know, I'm the sort of person football fans hate.
Because,
you know, I just can't bother with it. But then it all rolls around, and I go, oh, look, rubbish, come on, look, rubbish, Ing, the man there with the hair. I don't know their names, but, you know, I like to shout amongst the best of them.
Oh, that's right, and why not?
And why not? What about yourself?
Yes, I do watch the team occasionally. I go up, perhaps watch the Crystal Palace play.
Yeah.
But, as I say, I'm not, you know, I can take it or leave it, really.
Vrinda, you're a big football fan, aren't you? Hello, Vrinda. You still there? Hello, you're a football fan.
Yes, I am.
Why aren't you watching the match?
Because I just came from school.
From school?
Yes.
Do you have a school team?
Good question. Are you in the school team?
Do you play for them?
No.
All right. Do they do well? Are they top of the league? Or
actually, I don't come from school. I come from college. So.
Oh, college? Well, have they got a college team?
Yeah. No, I haven't got a college team.
Oh. Right. Do they have any other teams, you know, cricket teams?
Chess?
I think they have a rugby team.
Oh, rugby. Oh, right. Yeah. I've never got into rugby. Do you like rugby?
No, I don't like rugby. I prefer football.
Prefer football, yeah.
So, Vrinda, why aren't you watching it?
Because I'm at a bus stop.
A bus stop?
Well, okay. I that makes sense,
yeah, I
suppose.
Can I just say how boring this programme is?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you're saying that because you've just been standing by a bus stop, like, well, I've had you on hold for about 25 minutes.
Yeah.
So that makes me the winner.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That just
Verinda, yeah.
That just makes you a rubbish presenter.
No, it makes me the winner, Verinda. It makes me the winner, it makes me... I literally own you, Verinda. Now, I own your ass. I don't want your ass, but I own it. Because I made you hang on.
Brenda.
We need to bring back Ian Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will he be back tomorrow?
Yeah, John Holmes should have access to a radio.
Shouldn't he?
No.
No. Why not, Brenda?
Because he's boring.
Boring.
And yeah. Yeah. He don't have a...
At least I can speak, though, can't I, Brenda? At least I can string words together.
Yeah, and
at least I'm not the one standing by a bus stop. And where I've been on hold to a radio station I don't like, talking to a presenter I don't rate for 25 minutes, had you hanging on by your bus stop. Incidentally, why hasn't a bus turned up? Have you been there all this time? Why hasn't a bus turned up? What sort of bus route are you in the travel nightmare of London today?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, good. I own you, Verinda.
I do like the radio station.
I own you. I'm the boss of you now.
That's what I mean, how bad you are.
Yeah, that's
Ian Lee wouldn't do this.
No, wouldn't he?
No.
No, good comeback,
though. He also won't do a bad, a stupid thing like a mystery object.
That's not so stupid about it. I've got four tickets to give away.
Four tickets to go away, though?
No, I've got four tickets to give away.
Yeah.
That's a good prize, isn't it?
Four tickets for what, though?
Well, it doesn't matter. I've got four tickets to give away. Do you want to guess at the mystery object?
Yeah, is it a mango?
No, you're an idiot. Get off the telephone. Get off the telephone. Philip, I'd rather talk to you.
No,
go away. I said go away, you idiot.
I don't know.
Half an hour.
What?
You're speaking to Philip for half an hour.
Yeah, I like Philip. I like Philip because he can string words together. Brenda.
Yeah.
Unlike you.
John.
Yeah.
Do Do you buy the Radio Times?
I do, yeah.
Well, have you seen it today's edition? There's a photograph in there of a famous LBC presenter.
Is there?
Yes.
Who is it?
Ah, that might be an idea. So didn't get, no, it's Clive.
Is he? What's it? Why is he in there? He's not got off with Billy Piper.
On phone-in radio.
Oh, yeah.
And the way it's developed over the years and the type of presenters.
Yeah.
And they've got this fairly large picture of Clive.
That's very nice for him.
Everybody runs out and they get a free photo of Clive.
You think it might have developed over the years, but my feeling is that Verinder's just brought it crashing back down.
Who was the first person you ever phoned, John? I presume you did phone into phone-in shows.
No, not really.
You didn't?
No. No. I don't think I did. I used to obviously listen to them.
Yes.
But I never actually phoned in.
You never phoned in?
No, I, you know.
Hello?
Verinder, who was the first person you ever spoke to, Verinder?
Who was the first person
you ever spoke to on the phone?
Whoever he spoke to wouldn't have got what he was saying.
On the radio?
Yes.
No, Verinder, in your life. Who did you first speak to in your life?
I don't know.
My name's Verinder. What?
How many phone calls?
That's why you speak to Philip
for half an hour, because you haven't had no phone calls.
They've got loads of phone calls!
Why are you speaking to Philip for half an hour?
Well, all right then, let's put Josh from Croydon on. Hello, Josh.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Josh.
Yeah, see Verinda. Hello, Josh, how are you?
Fine. Yeah, that's
what... Verinda, shut up, I'm talking to Josh.
I'll tell you what,
I've got a text just come in, it just says, dump Verinder, he's rubbish. So I'm gonna. Go away, Verinder.
No, I'm not.
Go away.
You should go away.
No, you go away.
No, you go away.
No, you go away first.
No, you go away.
No, you go away first.
No, you go away.
Josh, hello.
Hi.
Hi, how old are you?
12.
12, good. Been to school?
Pardon?
Been to school today?
Yeah.
Good. What have you been doing?
We're on a trip, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Where have you been?
North Downs.
Oh, right. You didn't go out at King's Cross, then?
No.
Wouldn't be doing that. Apparently, it's closed due to an overturned baguette.
John, can I ask Josh a question?
Yep.
Josh, have you seen this new mural they've got in Croydon?
New what?
A new mural.
No.
I saw it this morning. I didn't know they had one. They've done a mural... And it's all about things connected with Croydon. I just wonder whether you'd seen it.
Nope.
Philip, you know about everything.
I don't know. I just happened to see it. I think it's in a terrible place.
Oh.
But it's a very good mural.
Do you know all about Croydon, Josh?
I know a bit about Croydon.
Tell us two facts about Croydon.
It's called Croydon.
Good one.
And,
come on.
And...
You're already doing better than Verinder ever does. Come on.
And there's a library there.
Yes! There you go. Two facts about Croydon. It's called Croydon, and there's a library there. It's a good job we've got you, Josh. Isn't it? Where are you at home now?
Yeah.
What did you learn about the North Downs today?
It's very, 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 very annoying, because we have to walk up there. We have to walk from Lethal up to the North Downs, and it's very, very tiring.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's about it.
That's one fact about the North Downs. Could you tell us another fact about the North Downs?
It's mostly chalk.
You could have said it's called the North Downs, and that would have brought it all back. Wait, I'm going to some adverts now.
Okay,
Josh, could you do us a favour?
Yeah.
Could you introduce the adverts for us? Just shout adverts as loud as you can.
Okay. Go on. Adverts.
Here's how to get an up.
Good travel there.
Is it all right?
Excellent, best travel I've heard.
Whatever.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Very good. But I have got a travel question for you.
Go on, then.
Right, you're in a motorway service station shop.
Okay.
Do you go for the audiobook of John Grisham?
Right.
Or a cassette of Jethro Live?
Is this me personally? Or is it just a general question?
No clues.
Well, I would go for the John Grisham, obviously, because it's slightly better than Jethro.
Sorry, but the correct answer was cassette of Jethro Live.
Hello, I'm Gary King. What's stopping you,
John Holmes, sitting in for Mr. Ian Lee. John, is the mystery object today a tennis racket? That's from Daniel. Is it a hamster? No, I'm afraid not. John, is the mystery object a water container, the type you have in offices and buildings that don't have drinking water? You probably have the officers that do have drinking water as well. John, the mystery object is from Sarah in Dartford. John, the mystery object, is it a banana-eating donkey? Well, hang on, I'll hold it up for you. For those of you tuning in late, by the way, it's a mystery object competition this afternoon. I'm holding up a mystery... I'm going to do it now. Holding up a mystery object in front of the microphone. And all you have to do is tell me what the mystery object is. If you get it right, before probably about 6 o'clock, you win four tickets. That's right, four tickets to give away this afternoon for the mystery object. John, is it Ian Lee's crack pipe? Nope. He lent that to Craig Charles. Is it a light aircraft? That's from Dean in Watford. That's actually the closest so far, Dean. That's very good. John, it's a biro. No, it's not a biro. Is the object a World Cup football just come down from a Lampard goal shot? And that's apparently from a wife and girlfriend of a player. All of these on the text, by the way, 84850. This is a text or email competition. This is something about razors. What shall I do? My skin is too sensitive to use a razor, and I have a Travolta dimple. Please help me, from Dave. So if you've got shaving advice for Dave, why not give us a call and help him. John, is it the carburetor for this mystery object, a carburetor from a blue 1981 Vauxhall Viva, or is it the gallbladder of a young weasel? Again, these are fairly close, but not. And then there's a text here that just says, alert. Don't know what that means. Also, I was asking earlier about, we were talking, Phil found some old newspapers with old adverts in, and how much things cost then. And we were trying to work out how many shillings, 49 shillings, what is it in today's money? And according to Soraya, it's approximately £2.50 in today's money, on the text there. What does this say? I like Verinda. Oh, this is probably from Verinda. And he'll go places because he's a tolerant soul who tolerates your mob, that's us, abusing him on a daily basis. If he eventually loses it, I'll come and lean against you and you'll die. I am not built like Abby Titmus. Okay, thanks. John, is the mystery object a shoe? That's from Will in Heathrow. I'm afraid it's not, Will. But all to play for. If you think you know what the mystery object is, 84850, homes@lbc.co.uk. I think I have Mr. Lloyd on the telephone again for some reason. Hello?
No, I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, you're sorry. Of course you are, yeah.
I'm
first-time caller.
I'm a civilian here.
Right. It's odd because you have the same voice as someone else.
No, that's a coincidence.
Is it?
Well, what the civilians are missing here... The main point is, the mystery, what is the mystery ticket?
No, mystery object.
Yeah, but what is the ticket for?
Well, that's not what's important. I've got four tickets to give away.
Tickets of what?
You don't need to know. Doesn't matter.
Okay, anyway. I want to know what I'm giving away here.
You having a... Yeah, well, you gave me the tickets.
Yeah, but I want to know what it is.
Well, why don't you know what it is?
Hundreds of things.
I thought you were coming back when you'd solved the mystery of why there were keys on certain amounts of... tins of food.
No, that ain't my.
You were supposed
mystery.
To
That's
go.
Your mystery.
Well, you were supposed to go and figure that out.
No, incidentally, is the mystery object a tin of salmon?
No, it isn't a tin of salmon. Go away,
I'm
Paul.
Secure anyway.
Paul, hello, Paul.
Hello, John. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you? Are you going to be? Please be a voice of sanity in this strange afternoon.
No, that's totally misrepresentative of me, I'm afraid.
Oh,
but
well.
Compared to. Day shenanigans, I would say yes.
Okay, then. Go on, then. Where are you? Ladbroke Grove?
I'm Ladbroke Grove, and every... Do you know what? Since my phone gone, every car that goes past me is making more noise than normal.
It is quite noisy there.
It is. I don't understand it. I think everyone's removed their exhaust silencer.
Just before you get started, I really want to talk to you, but I've got to go somewhere else. Just for a moment.
Okay.
Wait there.
Time can seem like an eternity.
Hey, Paul, sorry I cut you off. Sorry, I had to think.
Yeah, that's okay.
Go on then, you're about to say?
What I was going to say is, you know, unfortunately with Ian Lee being put down
yes.
last night...
Yes, because in case people are tuning in late, this is after the show yesterday, he bit the news on the way out and gave the top story rabies and had to be tasered off. The news by other presenters who jumped in to help and has now been put down and destroyed.
Was it done humanely and slowly?
Absolutely not humanely at all. It was done with the most pain that could be administered.
I'm sorry to hear that, but I thought, and this will help you, because it will make your show a lot more of a doss for you. You won't have to do very much.
Okay.
You could do an obituary just by playing, you know, clips from his sound folder of busy line, and I'm not gay, and things like that.
Yeah, I could simply do what Ian does and just fill time with that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and he even managed to fill it on Triple M with a burp. That's, the other night.
You know, that's just lazy, Paul.
It is, it made good radio.
Yeah, I'm sure it did, actually.
It did.
A lot better than this, that's for sure.
Yeah, and just let callers go straight through to air.
We do that. I think Ian does that as well between 6 and 6.30 normally, so I'll be doing that as well today.
Yeah, you just realised why he's got such a good show. He's so lazy, he can't be bothered to do much.
Exactly.
He just lets everyone else do the work and sits there sort of orchestrating it and playing clips of old stuff.
You've seen through his trick. Like the Wizard of Oz, you've drawn back the curtain.
There's a little man with turning a handle.
You've inside Ian Lee, there's a little man with a megaphone, turning a handle, playing clips.
Yes.
That's it. You've sort of nailed it on the head thing there.
And it would be appropriate because it would be a great sort of obituary and testament for him. And it would be a very easy time for you.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to do much. You could even put your feet on the desk.
Oh, I do that. I'm happy to do that now.
Really?
Yeah, look.
Has Adrian Crisp got his feet on the desk
actually,
as well?
That's actually quite comfortable. Oh, yeah, everyone's got their feet on the desk in here.
Did Adrian Crisp turn up today?
Yeah, we had Heather Mills in once. She just chucked it up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Dear, oh, dear. Well, hey-ho, I mean, what do you think? It could be easy radio.
Now you mention it, I've got my feet on the ground. I'm just going to sit back a little bit, actually, and
You have to put your hands behind your head as well.
Right, I'm doing that.
Yeah, exposing your armpits and sort of, you know, just looking really lazy.
Yeah, well, I think I've achieved that now.
And the other thing is to try and put on a stone before the end of the show. You know, because that would sort of complete the picture, really.
Yeah, it would. It's a nice picture. I think everyone's at least it's a more pleasant picture than the one we had of Leslie earlier. I don't know. That was a very unpleasant picture that he conjured up.
Well, I tell you what, another thing as well. If you look on Ian's computer, there's lots of naughty pictures of it. Abby Titmouse.
Are there?
Yeah.
I don't know how to work the computer.
Adrian Crisp will show you. Well, he knows where they all right. are.
Well, look, we've got to get the news. So, while that's on, I'm going to get them to show me the pictures of Titmouse. Because obviously she was in last Friday, wasn't she?
She was.
Yeah.
And Ian was Bluetoothing her.
Yeah, well...
Which I'm not sure if I can say that on the radio.
I don't think you can say that on the radio. So when this goes out, we'll just edit that bit out.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, thanks for that.
Cheers, John.
Good. Okay, thanks for calling, Paul. LBC 97.3.
On FM, on DAB, and online.
Hi, Joanne.
Hello. Sorry, I wasn't expecting
you. No, I know. I like to keep you on your toes. Because you thought, oh, he only talks to me after the quarter two.
Yeah,
quarter.
Yeah. And I was just looking at something on my screen.
What
just said the Blackwall Tunnel's now been closed.
Has
southbound.
It?
Oh.
Hang on. Travel, yes. I think you'll find, has finished.
Oh, sorry. I know, but that just panicked me.
You can't start adding travel on the end of travel.
But that's really important.
You should have got it in your time.
But it just flashed up as I literally finished my last word.
Well, that's not my fault. You have to take that travel back and only do that travel at quarter past five.
Sorry, okay, sorry.
Take it back.
I'm sorry.
Take it back.
I have taken it back already.
Say the Blackwall Tunnel's fine till quarter past five.
Oh, no, but that's not true.
And what's wrong with it again?
It's closed southbound.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, but you're not allowed to tell anyone that.
No,
until...
I haven't told anyone.
Okay.
I've just told you. Please.
Okay. Don't try and, you know, sneak travel in after your time. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I apologise.
Okay, I'll talk to you quarter past five then.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Joanne.
Hello, my name's Clive.
4850 is the text, and homes at lbc.co.uk is the email. It's just coming up to 8 minutes past five. We can go over live now, though, to Dortmund for live coverage of Brazil versus Ghana. Your commentator, William Hurst, age one. William there, he'll be keeping us updated throughout the rest of the show. On the telephone now, I have Ruth in Guildford. Hello, Ruth.
Yes.
Hello.
That little item you've just given us...
That little item
proves my point.
Have you got?
I rang up.
Hang on, Ruth. Whoa! Back up. This is the first time I've spoken to you, so I'll just do some pleasant introductions first. Hello, my name's John.
Hello, yes, I've
nice to meet you, Ruth.
Your name is John. I've been listening to you on and off this afternoon.
On and
in
off?
In fact, I wasn't wanting to speak to you. I actually thought it probably this programme was being performed by you the way you have been told you have got to present this programme.
Right.
I think your programme is absolutely disgraceful.
Oh yes.
I think that your moronic attitude to callers is only encouraging
morons to call up.
Calls.
It's well, you know, far be it for me to say, Ruth, that you're a moron. I mean, I wouldn't.
Telling you that the kind of the quality of the programme that you are dishing out to us, not just you, one or two other people as well.
Yes.
It has
no structure.
It is about nothing. What is it supposed to be doing? It certainly isn't amusing.
No, certainly
it
isn't.
It is inarticulate. It is rubbish. And I, for LBC in the days when we could listen to
good programs,
amusing programs, beautifully presented programs about something.
Yes.
Something to stimulate the brain.
Yes.
Not the ghastly rubbish you are putting out.
Ghastly rubbish.
I am quite prepared to believe that it is possible not to like somebody.
Yeah.
I'm not mad about Ian, who comes on in the afternoon where you are today.
No.
But I believe that possibly a lot of people like him, and I'm not blaming him, and I'm not making any judgment.
No.
But I think your programme this afternoon
appalling, isn't
is
it?
Absolutely shocking. For a broadcaster of London, the capital city of Great Britain, I tremble to think of any foreigner, any student trying to gain something from this programme. I think it is a disgrace. And you with it. But I was not prepared, really, to say this to you, because I don't think it's your fault.
Well, it sounds like you've rehearsed it.
The producers of your programmes that are at fault.
Well, you know, I mean, look at them. You've got them in tears, Ruth, now.
I've not got you in tears.
No, I don't care. You've got the producer in tears.
But you're earning your money under false pretences.
He's got me in tears.
Programme. You're presenting a load of rubbish.
A load of rubbish, Ruth. But, Ruth, you've now become part of the programme, and therefore you're calling yourself rubbish.
Because it's time somebody said something.
Yes?
To pull you up a bit.
Pull me up.
Because you're just presenting rubbish time and time again.
Well, what do you mean time and time again? It's my first time on here for ages.
There's no structure to your programme.
Of course there's a structure. You get adverts, you get news.
There's no structure
you get
to what you are doing.
Callers.
I looked on your webpage.
Yes?
I couldn't find anything terribly interesting on that. I went to see, for example...
Which webpage?
For example, I went to Steve Allen's own page.
Yeah?
He lists what he is going to do. So he obviously approaches his programmes with some design and some thought.
Yes, I've got design... Ruth, hang on. Ruth, did you not... I'm doing live coverage of the Brazil-Ghana match. For a start... I've got a mystery objects competition.
I'm talking about the stuff when you get some strange, weird person telling us that he sits in a cafe and he puts things in black bags in his freezer. I mean, what the hell is all this?
Well, hang on, that's not my fault. That's the callers, isn't it? That's the callers. And without the likes of you, Ruth, we're nothing. What?
Why do you keep such a person on air?
Because I like people, I like talking to people.
That's not a person, that's an imbecile.
Of course it's a person. You can't say they'll sue you.
Certainly, if it's a person, it's not a very entertaining person, and LBC is at least supposed to be an entertaining station.
As you're speaking, Ruth, you won't believe this, but people are texting in saying you're very entertaining.
Well, I might be entertaining, but it's about time somebody drew attention to the fact that LBC has deteriorated beyond reason.
Where are you from, Ruth?
I'm in Guildford. I'm from London.
You're born and bred?
Of course I am.
Good. Well, I'm not asking where. I was just asking if you were either born or bred. I didn't know whether you'd been created by some sort of scientist.
Guildford at the moment.
Okay.
I listen to LBC. I've listened to LBC since the 70s.
Yes.
And I've loved
Well, how old are you now?
I beg your pardon?
If you're listening since your 70s, how old are you now?
I have been listening since the 70s.
Right, okay.
Understand. I think it's some 30-odd years.
Yes.
I used to listen to Bob and Doug in the morning. That's how much I cared about LBC.
Bob and Doug in the
morning. We used to have marvellous programmes.
Yes, marvellous.
We really did.
Mm.
They were interesting, they were funny, they were all
Can
subjects
just,
were
just
covered,
put it, just put it on.
And we were entertained.
Just play it. It's fine.
one event changed.
Gran.
Hello.
I don't know whether you've been listening to the Mystery Object competition this afternoon. I know you're very busy making up the travel there. But,
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, there's a Mystery Object competition.
Okay.
And I've got four tickets to give away.
Wow.
And, it's a good prize, isn't it?
Where to?
There's four tickets.
All right.
So, what I'm doing with Mystery Object, I'm holding something up in front of the microphone.
Right.
And people have to guess what it is.
Okay.
It's very simple. But somebody has suggested for an answer that I'm holding up you. Someone has said, are you holding up Joanne?
No.
Okay, there's your answer.
We're not even within touching distance.
No, not anymore.
They had to stop that, didn't they?
That's not allowed at work. Did you want to add any travel on now? Like, you know, when you're out of your own time again?
No, I thought I was going to get a guest, though, at the... The Blackwell Tunnel's just reopened. That's
good. You've done it again!
But that's just flashy. It flashes
just
out.
You can't sneak it in
because it just flashes out.
Yeah, but what if I'd never come to you now, you see? If I hadn't spoken to you and we'd just gone straight to an ad.
Right.
Then you wouldn't have had time. You wouldn't have been able to get in the news about the Blackwell Tunnel, would you?
But it's brilliant. What I could do is I could stay with you the whole hour and every time something new flashes up, I could just announce it.
Yeah, okay. You just stay there. That's fine. You can talk to Ruth if you like. She's mental.
Ruth?
Scott wants to speak to you, actually.
Okay. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Ruth.
No, that's Joanne.
No, I'm Joanne.
Hi, Joanne. Sorry.
That's all right, Scott. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I think Ruth was absolutely right. And John?
Yes?
Is this the Drive Time programme?
What?
Is this the Drive Time programme?
If you want to make it sound like a DJ, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, when the young lady was giving us a traffic report...
Yes.
That's me.
Yes, Joanne.
And I'm not that young.
That's Joanne Webb.
Well, you sound lovely anyway.
Oh, bless you.
Isn't he nice?
Yeah.
He's gonna moan at me now. Go on, what, Scott?
No, when we got to a bit about the Blackwall Tunnel...
Yes?
You said, oh, no, your part's over, get off.
Yeah?
Well, I've been waiting for that for the last 40 minutes.
No, yeah, well, you haven't, because Joanne's here promptly every 15 minutes, aren't you, Joanne?
Yes,
I know, but she didn't mention it for about 40-odd minutes.
I did, didn't I,
yes,
John?
Yes, you did.
Because I added it on to the end.
Exactly.
But you just said the Blackwall Tunnel shut.
It's open again now.
Joanne, don't you be backing him up, because he cut you off.
He
wouldn't let you tell us.
Yeah, we're both against you, Scott.
But he did let me say
it was closed. Forgiven. She was meant to work.
Josh, wasn't she? What a mad, shouty woman she was. Scott, where are you now? Where are you now? Are you driving around?
I'm still in Lower Thames Street. That was the last time Joanne gave us a traffic report.
Right.
When you said that, oh, that's it, you're finished.
Yeah.
I'd just come out of the Blackfriars Tunnel.
Right.
I've been in that for 15 minutes.
Is there anything where you are you want to tell Joanne now before she has to go?
Joanne,
so you can give her an update.
All the way up down East Smithfield, all the way down Lower Thames Street, all the way through the Blackfriars Tunnel, and all the way up the embankment.
There you go.
Oh, that's good. You could be a travel reporter.
No, he couldn't. Joanne, a pleasure to talk to you.
I know
you're busy. I'll let you go.
Thank you.
Okay. She's not busy. She just all she's doing now, between now and the next travel, all she's doing is simply writing down, making a load of lies up about travel. It was all untrue. Are we going to a thing? Yeah. Go on then.
So you're saying we don't get our gas...
The hour of God's own 5 o'clock, and text here, John. There's some good ones about Ruth, actually. Now, sadly, Ruth has gone. Ruth just put the phone down, which is a very much shame, because I had some messages that are coming on the text here, which, this is from Kirsty. Ruth's a silly old bag, says Kirsty. I don't know whether you're still listening, Ruth, but you insulted the callers, frankly, didn't you? Now, the callers... getting their own back on you. I've got another one here from Kieran who says, stuff that silly old bag. You're doing a great job, John. So, you know, Ruth, phone's back and fight your corner. What have I got here? John, you're a rude man. That's from Tessa. It's really sad what you've done. It's just you're a rude man. I'm not rude. I haven't even said arse. Archie, you're on telephone?
I am.
Hello, sir.
How do you do?
I'm fine, thank you. It's very nice to talk to you. It's been a while.
Yeah, long time.
Yeah,
Now,
you, last time I spoke to you, you phoned up complaining as well.
Yeah.
But then you came...
I forgot, between you and me, I forgot what I complained about.
Yeah, well, I have as well. Yeah, I don't think it was very important.
But I'm not a Ruth.
No, you're a lovely chap.
Well, no, that lady...
Yep.
...sat and slagged your programme off...
Yep.
...verbatim. She nearly went through the whole programme.
Yeah,
and I was wondering why, if she disliked it that much...
Yep.
Why did she listen for that long?
Do you know, that's the very interesting question, Archie. Why did she? She knew all about it, didn't she? She'd heard every caller.
She could have quoted you verbatim. She could have
I know.
Hardly every word was said.
And then...
And I was here laughing, truthfully.
Yeah, a lot of people seem to be laughing at it. Do you know what she also got wrong, Archie? Because in the middle of her rant, she said that, well, goodness me, London...
Oh,
I mean, London is the capital of Great Britain. No, it isn't. It's the capital of England.
She's wrong. How intelligent she is, isn't
that it? Is exactly how intelligent she is. How are you, Archie, anyway? Are you well?
Very well, thank you.
Good. You're in Gillingham, are you?
Yes.
And what's happening and hip in your crib in Gillingham today?
Nothing. It's a dead and alive place. Nothing at all. We have to go to London, really, from here to get any real excitement.
Yeah, to hear what you do when you get to London.
Well, a few clubs and a few...
Clubbing?
A few bars, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Mind you, I've not done that for a little while lately.
Why?
Well, I've been a little bit under the weather, we'll say, so...
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's all right.
Yeah.
We grin and bear it, don't you?
Well, you have to.
Well, so what happened to Ruth? She gave in, did she?
Did what, sorry?
What happened to the lady? She's given in, she's packed up.
What, Ruth?
Yeah.
Oh, she's just gone. She just put the phone down.
She'll be back on in a minute.
I hope so.
I think she's a silly girl.
Yeah.
She didn't only slag your show off, did she? I mean, she had a go at several of them.
Well, she had a go at the callers.
Yeah, and I'm wondering why she listens to LBC. It didn't make sense to me.
No. But like you said, she listens to them.
She's one of those people, you know, that ring up because she's got nothing else to do.
I know.
And thought she'd have a vent and down everybody.
She probably feels better.
She even implied the listeners were all sick. And
she did. She insulted the listener, and frankly, no one insults my listeners and gets away with it. I'm on your side. Nobody has a go at my listeners. You want to go at my listeners?
I'd like to have spoken to her, really. But
well, I wanted you to speak to her. That's what I was going to do next. But she just put the phone down. She just went. I bet she's still listening, though, Archie, so you can probably call her anything.
What I'd like to... I'd like to know how old she was, and you can judge...
Yeah.
How she's thinking, you know.
Yeah.
But I think lads, to fill in shoes at this time of day is a big job. And I believe he's doing a reasonable job of it.
Reasonable, yeah?
Well, we always say good job is... It's just a figure of speech.
That's fair enough. Okay. I've got here a text that says that someone thinks Ruth fancies me.
Well, there you go. You're laughing, mate.
Because you do that, don't you? When I was at school, you used to... well, I'll come back to this because I've got to go for a thing, Archie. But wait there.
Yeah.
Okay, wait there. LBC 97.3, I'm John Holmes.
Isn't it unbelievable the way banks...
Archie, that all it was... You know when you're at school and you're quite fancied someone, maybe, but you used to sort of pull their hair and sort of poke them about and take, you know, have a go at them and stuff. It's because you fancied them, isn't it?
A lot more pull of hair we used to do.
Oh, yeah, but it's because you fancied the other person, isn't it? So I think the only reason Ruth's phoned up and have a go at me is because she wants me.
She's mad in love with you, mate.
She wants me.
I tell you what I did admire about her.
Go on,
she
very quickly.
She did speak nicely.
Didn't she speak nicely?
Yeah.
I like the way she said, oh, goodness me, you're so inarticulate.
Yeah.
Oh, you're very inarticulate. But she speaks nicely, but she got a fact wrong about the capital of Britain. So, use your own skill and judgment.
Wrong, really.
Archie, we've got to hold it. We're going to news. On DAB and online. And here's Joanne Webb.
The King's Cross mainline station does remain closed. Will be now until tomorrow.
Just time then to bring you an update of London's main squares. Here we go. Bedford Square, Belgrave Square, Berkeley Square, Bloomsbury Square, Brunswick Square, Canada Square, Connaught Square, Eaton Square, Fitzroy Square, Golden Square, Gordon Square, Grosvenor Square, Hanover Square, Horse Guards Parade, Leicester Square, Lincoln's Inn Fields, Manchester Square, Parliament Square, Paternoster Square, Queen Elizabeth II Great Court, Queen Square, Russell Square, Sloane Square, Smith Square, Soho Square, St James's Square, Tavistock Square, Trafalgar Square, Tredegar Square and Woburn Square. That's this afternoon's update of London's main squares for you. If there are any changes in the shapes of any of those, we will, of course, go straight live to LBC's Square correspondent for the details. Archie, you still there?
Yep.
Hello.
I tell you what I was wondering.
Yeah, what were you wondering?
When you was offered the show, this spot...
Yeah.
...to cover for Ian...
Yeah. naturally, I was both cheap and available.
Did you have any hesitation doing it?
Well, you know, to be honest, all I don't really, I just sit around. And I mean,
he's a big act to follow, if you know what I mean.
Oh, he's
I'm not saying I'm not saying he's the best in the world, and he's that professional.
No, he certainly isn't either of those, is he?
No, and but he's a jolly good laugh.
He is.
He jollies the customers along.
He does, much to Ruth's annoyance.
Yeah,
no doubt.
I don't know how you can't take offence to that guy. It's like yourself. There's nothing you said today.
No.
That I've heard that I could take offence.
No, I'm not.
I think you're being a little bit gentle. You know?
Well, that's how kind of you to say. I think I'll tell you what, Archie. What it is that, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a nice person. I like talking to people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a nice person. I like to come on here and I like to meet new people that phone up. You know, that's kind of fine. And that's a good thing. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. That's, you know, it's a good, you know, I wouldn't have met you, Archie, were it not for this program. I'd never have spoken to you, would I?
No, that's it.
I've got a bit of a cold, though.
Have you?
Yeah, listen.
It's probably hay fever, not a cold.
It's not, I don't get hay fever.
Don't get?
I don't really get hay fever.
Don't you?
No, I think it is
I bet some people get hay fever and don't even know they got it.
Oh, that might be it, then.
I'll tell you what, treat yourself hay fever and see. You might make yourself, it won't do you any harm anyway.
Yes, what you said. I've got another mystery object guess here.
Yeah. So the other one was a waste of time.
Well, the what?
Well, what I guessed last time. I guess it was a football.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't the football, was it?
No.
No, afraid not. Do you want another guess now? Do you want a guess now? If I hold it up again.
Yeah.
Okay, just in case. I've really got a blocked up nose. Can you hear me?
Let's turn it. Just
something come on. I don't know why.
Something relevant, you know, of late. Something is going on now.
What?
Let me see.
Archie, I'm going to, just because I'm going to hold up the mystery object competition, I've got 4 tickets to give away if you can guess the mystery object. But Helen's on the phone and Helen wants a guess.
Well, let her do it.
Okay, Helen, are you there?
Yeah, hello, John.
Hello, pleasure to meet you.
You too.
Good, where are you calling from?
Brookman's Park.
I'm sorry, where?
Brookman's Park.
Okay, good. Did you hear Ruth earlier?
Yes, I did, yes.
Did you?
Telling you off.
I know. It's like my mum.
Yeah. I thought it was your mum, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
She does do that. Except if my mum was telling me off, she'd go, Jonathan, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not my name. She just says it.
All right.
It is my name. So, Helen, you want to guess at the mystery object?
Yeah, I think it's a tennis racket.
I think, Helen, I'm going to sneeze in a moment. I'm just sharing that with you. So if that happens, I'm just warning you that it might. I've got a cold, you see.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Do you want to look at the mystery object?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. There you go. Hang on.
Yes, that went through the strings.
Oh, that's better. I was suffering for a while there, Helen.
Oh, yes.
I had a, you know, it's like if you've got a sneeze and it won't quite come out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You didn't say bless you.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you. Okay, I'm holding up the mystery object. Can you see it? What is that?
Yeah, I can see the thing. It's a tennis racket.
A tennis racket?
No.
No. I'm sorry, not. No. I've had some other guesses coming in, though. Paul in Lambeth. Is it a hammer? No. Alan in Isleworth thinks it might be a dog bowl with a leaf in it. That's a good guess, Alan, but no. Jenny texts from a phone saying she thinks it's an item of lawn furniture. No. And Laura from Camberwell is sure it's a balloon, Helen. She thinks it's a balloon, but full of pie filling instead of air.
Oh, yeah, probably.
No, it's not that.
No.
If you do think, though, by the way, you know what today's mystery object is. Gosh, such a cold come on all of a sudden. Why has that happened? Did you put something in my tea, Chris? Did you put the opposite of Lemsip in my tea? Whatever. Anti-Lemsip, thank you.
You want a drop of brandy?
Do you know, Archie, I want more than a drop of brandy by now.
Yeah, can I have a guess at that object? It's not a mug, is it?
No.
A tea mug.
This is a mug, look.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it wasn't that.
I love a lot of mugs.
You've got a lot of mugs, have you?
I know a lot of mugs.
You're good. if you think you know what the object is, it is a text and email competition. 84850 or homes@lbc.co.uk. Don't forget, you get it right before 6 o'clock, 20 minutes to go, you get four tickets. You could win four tickets. They're up for grabs this afternoon if you think you know what this is.
Well, if I have any erratic guesses between now and then, I'll give you a ring and tell you what I think it might be.
Okay, Archie, thank you. It's a pleasure to talk to you again.
I'm off now.
Okay, you go, what are you going to do? Anything interesting?
Not a great deal. Not
out clubbing tonight?
No, football tonight.
Football tonight? Yeah, well, we're bringing you updates of the Brazil-Ghana game. I hope you've heard those.
Yeah.
Yeah, from a one-year-old.
These truthfully are the games that are worth watching, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
I'm not too mad about the league games.
No, I'm not bothered.
Because they get worse and worse.
I'm just the fair weather football time. Well, you established earlier, do you know Harry Kewell?
Yeah.
Plays for Liverpool, Australian. Yeah. He's married, apparently, to Mandy Dingle from Emmerdale.
Is he?
Yeah, apparently.
He's a brave boy.
Isn't he? I know. You said Archie, not me.
Yeah.
Archie, it's good to talk to you.
Oh, God bless you.
Thank God. God bless you, sir.
Thanks,
Hello, Katie.
Hello, John.
Hello. I'm fine, Katie. Well apart, I'm not fine.
That, but you're not. You're very fluffy.
I know. Aren't I? Can you hear it?
Yes.
But it wasn't like this early. I know. I felt a bit odd. I'm going to, like David Beckham, I'm going to be sick on the desk in a minute.
Oh, that's horrible. That is an image I don't want in my head.
No, you don't want to.
Thank you for sharing that.
That's all right. But I am. Did you see the pictures of him being sick in the paper? There were actually pictures of him.
Oh, how gross.
It was green as well, Katie. I don't know why.
Ugh.
I don't know why it was green. Why
that is too much information.
I suppose it is, really. But I've got a call. Are you rung up with some sort of cure for me?
No, I haven't actually. I just rang up to say hello. Nothing exciting.
Oh, fair enough. Well, no, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, it's nice that I've listened to you, and I listen to LBC an awful lot. It's my all-time favourite.
Good.
Radio station ever.
That's lovely.
And I'm not just saying that. And I love you all. And. Oh. That's it, really.
That's lovely, Katie.
That's all I can say. I'm really embarrassed. I'm really nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. Where are you calling from?
Addiscombe.
Addiscombe. Croydon, Surrey.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So
and do you know what? I'm so sick of people slagging off Croydon.
Josh phoned. Did you hear Josh earlier?
I didn't, know.
Josh phoned up. He's 12 years old. He gave us two facts about Croydon.
All right.
One was that it's called Croydon.
Yeah.
And I forgot the other one. What was it?
See, that's what happened.
I can't remember. See, it's obviously because it's Croydon. The other one just went out of my head.
People just don't realise the richness of history there is in Croydon.
Go on, you give us a Croydon fact then.
Well, there's so many. Where do I start?
Start alphabetically. Give us a fact about Croydon that begins with A.
With A. Oh, I don't think I can. Oh, well, have you heard of the Archbishop's Palace? Sorry, I can't get my words out of that. The Archbishop's Palace in Croydon?
Right, okay, well, that's good. That's alphabetical.
Oh, yeah, A for Archbishop.
Yeah, see, you know what you're doing. See, perfect. What's wrong with that?
Thank you, yes, yeah. And it's actually where Queen Elizabeth I stayed.
See, we've all learnt something.
Exactly.
What do you do, Katie?
I'm on a career break at the moment.
A career break?
Yes.
Good. Is that as leisurely as it sounds? Sort of deck chairs?
No.
Palm trees? No.
It's enforced through ill health. Actually.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it.
I'm actually medically retired.
Okay. Well, I'd love to stay and learn all about that, but I've actually got to do this first.
Driving up a narrow country lane.
Live in the helicopter above LBC, here's Joanne Webb.
Well, if you're heading towards King's Cross Main Line Station, I'm afraid it does remain...
Hello, Joanne.
Hello.
Hello. I have got a travel question for you.
Go on, then.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here it comes. If the wheels on the bus go round and round...
Yep.
Joanne.
Yep.
Where do the wheels on a car go?
Okay, let me think about this then.
Okay, if the wheels on a bus go round and round, where do the wheels on a car go?
Any particular car?
No, any old
car. Do they have flash hubcaps on them?
Might have.
Okay, let me think. Go oval and oval?
No, the answer is to where do the wheels on a car go? The answer is they're stolen by rat-faced hoodie boys from Peckham.
Of course.
There you go. Is that simple, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very easy, that one.
Good. But you didn't get a point.
So, how many have I got? Just one?
One.
That's rubbish, isn't it?
1 point.
Rubbish.
Yeah. But you will have one more chance at getting another point. I think 6:15.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
So go and revise. Okay, thanks, Joanne.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Hello, I'm Gary King. What's stopping you playing the big quiz?
LBC, Nick Ferrari will be giving away some of David Beckham's vomit. We've actually got a cap full of the green-coloured stomach acid that he hurled from his face on Saturday. The rest, of course, is on eBay, where it's reached a reserve of £80,000. But LBC's vomit correspondent was in Stuttgart at the weekend and managed to cream a bit off the top for one lucky listener. And you can win that only with Nick Ferrari at breakfast tomorrow. After 6 o'clock tonight, after 6 o'clock, we will not be screening calls. We will be putting them straight to air without any form of vetting whatsoever. So if you want to ring up, then, apparently this is, you know, it's what Ian does. It's what happens in the show. So I'm going to do it as well. Seems only fair and right and proper. Meantime, one that has been screened is, John in Aldgate. Hello, John.
Hello, mate.
How are you?
Okay,
good.
You missed out four important squares.
Oh, did I?
Yes, and I've just thought of a fifth one.
Right, go on then. I'm going to write this down because it's the LBC square correspondent who hands me this stuff. And
right, you ready? Got your lazos pinned back?
Whatever they are, yeah. Go.
Thornhill Square.
Thornhill Square. What's important about that?
Plenty of money around there, mate.
Okay, go on.
Lonsdale Square.
Which one? Spell it.
Cloudsley Square.
Spell them.
Lonsdale,
L-O-N-S-D-A-L-E. Square. Lonsdale, sorry, I didn't hear you properly. Okay, Lonsdale Square, yeah?
Cloudsley Square.
Cloudsley?
Yeah.
Yeah, where's that?
North One.
Okay,
Islington.
One.
And the one on the knowledge is Gibson Square.
Dibson?
Gib.
Gibson Square, and where's that and what's important about it?
N1, plenty of money.
So the criteria of important squares to you are they have to be an N1 and have plenty of money.
That's it, mate. You're looking at properties in the 400 grand mark.
That's plenty of money. But they're not. I wouldn't say that they're as important as, you know, Parliament Square or Trafalgar Square.
No.
Quick,
you can't buy none. And two more I've thought of.
Oh, go on.
Middleton Square.
Middleton? Yeah, Middleton. Yeah. And who lives there?
Doctors and barristers.
Okay. Yeah, I'm writing this down.
We have one, Canonbury Square.
Canonbury Square.
Mega Bucks up there also.
I'm going to pass this on to the LBC Square Centre now, and with the next square update, I'll make sure they've added those on.
Good on you.
Thanks, John.
No, mate.
Thanks for that. Thanks very much. Robert in East Acton, hello.
Oh, I'm happy there.
What?
Oh, mate, how you doing?
I'm very fine, thank you. Sorry, I didn't speak whatever you were speaking there for a moment.
Oh,
I'm fine, yeah. You good?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks. The reason why I've called up is, do you often listen to Clive Bull?
I'm aware of his work.
I tell you what, mate, that guy who done that jingle for him, that reggae sort of one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I told him, you should get that guy to do one for all the presenters at the station, but I think that is bloody fabulous.
I haven't got a jingle. Have you noticed?
Haven't you?
No, because I come in here for Ian when Ian's off.
Right.
Ian's got jingles. Everyone else got jingles. I come in.
I reckon you should get in touch with that bloke, mate, and get him to do a jingle for all the presenters at the station. Can you not play it for a minute? You know the one I'm talking about.
I know we can't. I'm getting a shake of the head technically through the desk. I can't actually. But no, listen though. What's annoying?
Yeah.
Is that I don't get one at all. Never mind reggae. I don't actually even get one that says my name. And on my email here, which is holmes@lbc.co.uk, my name's John Holmes. Holmes, like...
Oh, bloody, you got me worried, mate.
Yeah, not hose. No, not that. There's a hose pipe ban as well, so we wouldn't be able to have that. John Holmes, my name's spelled J-O-N, John, yeah?
Right.
But they've put an H in it. It says J-O-H-N. Do you know that annoying...
So you're John?
I am, like the porn star.
I tell you, mate, like I said, you know what I mean? You need to get in touch with that bloke.
Yep.
And get him to do one, especially for you, and then get him to do one for everyone, because I reckon that jingle sounds absolute bollocks, mate, seriously.
Does it? Can you say that? No, I don't think
what?
No, you can't. You can't say absolute at this time of day. Andy, in Chelsea, hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Are you well?
Alert.
What?
Be alert, because Britain needs lerts.
Be alert, because Britain needs lerts.
We need more lerts.
Hang on a minute, wait a minute. Chris, the screening thing is after six. You don't put idiots through until after six, right? Yeah, you have to vet them. Sorry, Andy, carry on.
Right, mystery object.
Yes.
Is it a traffic warden's hat?
No. Oh, you were close, though. I'm going to actually remind me, actually, I've got a load of entries. Oh, sorry, you were doing that. I've got loads of entries coming in here on the thing. Where are we? Most people think the mystery object is tissues because of my cold.
Ah.
But it's not. What's this say? John, what a nice change to hear a polite presenter on at this time of the day. That's from Malcolm. Oh. What have we got here? Is the mystery object a spoon? That's from Will in Heathrow. Is it the head of John the Baptist? Andy, someone's guessing.
It's close to a hat.
It is close to a hat, but you're both wrong.
If you want to get a head, get a hat.
Right at this moment, I'm holding up an ad break.
The beautiful game.
My
beautiful... real life for a long time. 08709090907399 something 84850 text homes@lbc.co.uk. Just got some more answers for the mystery object competition. If you've only just tuned in, it is a mystery object competition this afternoon. I'm holding it up now. If you think you know what that is, text us 84850, homes@lbc.co.uk. I've got 4 tickets to give away this afternoon. I've only got 4, so you better hurry. John, is the mystery object the undercarriage of Concorde? No, it isn't. Who's that from? That's from Peter. Ollie says, is it my Auntie Lou? I don't see why. John, is it a what? A rare disinfectant? No. Is it? I'm not reading that out. That's rude. John, I know. It's a stapler. And that's from Jill. Sorry, Jill. It's not a stapler. And it's not a different stapler to the one it wasn't last time either that you said that. John, is it? I'm sorry. I'm just going through this. Is it the Eiffel Tower? No, Joe, I'm afraid it isn't. Neither is it the other thing you said either. Is it a paperclip sculpture of an advertising executive? That's from Colin, who's listening in Philadelphia. No, I'm afraid you're all wrong. These tickets aren't going to go, are they? Let's go to a telephone very quickly. Telephone now is Simon in Sevenoaks. Simon, hello.
Hi, John, how are you?
I'm good, actually, thank you. Apart from my cold.
Fair enough.
I've had 2 sneezes and feel slightly better for them.
Well, bless you for your sneezes.
Thank you very much.
I'm actually calling to apologise for slating you.
You've slated me?
I slated you. Ian does comment suggestions every couple of weeks.
Yes.
And the first time I heard you, yes, I thought you was really terrible.
Thank you very much.
But today,
yeah,
after listening to you with Verinda,
yes,
totally changed my mind.
Did? Oh. that's how nice of you to call and apologise.
Well, I had to, you know, prove me wrong, and I had to be a man and phone up and apologise.
Well, that's very big of you, Simon.
And by the way, John?
Yep.
Come on, Tim!
He'll lose, you know, Simon. Simon's well, gone. Oh, no, he's still there. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Well, come on, Tim!
At least he'll give it a try.
Good call. When was it you hated me before?
I think about 2 months ago.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. What did I do that was so wrong?
It just sounded like you were so boring, because I listened to you on the other station, and you're really funny.
Yeah, but not on this one.
You just sounded so boring when I first heard you. Today, I've been listening to the last couple of hours.
I think the problem might have been with you, Simon, initially.
Well, you know.
Yeah, no. Because I just churn out the same old tat, and it doesn't really change, obviously, because I'm lazy. Simon, it's a pleasure. I'm glad you called. It's very kind of you.
No problem.
Yeah, good. Okay, LBC 97.3. And don't forget, calls won't be screened after 6.
On FM.
On DAB.
And online.
6, you will have heard in the news there that Brazil have beaten Ghana in the knocking out of the World Cup. We can go over, though, live to Dortmund for the highlights with 1-year-old William Hurst. It was obviously a scintillating match. Thanks, William. I'm hoping he'll be able to join us again when I'm back next week to give us a live commentary on the tennis. Now, the lines are open. There are no rules. You're going straight to air. If you call 0870 90 90 973 is the number. If you call, you will get straight live on air. So let's begin. Hello, you're at line 50. You're on the air.
Yes. Good evening. This is Justin England. John,
are you where? You're Justin where?
Justin England. That's my name.
What, on the coast?
No, just in from Albania, I think.
Okay. Legally or illegally?
No, well, I could have been many years ago, but now I've got the proper accent. I'm local, really.
Okay.
I'm actually from Mayfair, John.
Okay.
And I'd like to find out about Ruth.
Yeah, Ruth, yes.
I'm sure I went to school with her.
Did you?
I'm very positive, actually, because she's got a very unusual voice.
Yeah, did she? Surely she didn't talk like that at school, though. For anyone who's just tuned in, Ruth called up earlier from Guildford to complain in the most articulate complaint I've ever heard, actually.
That's why I recognised her. She was always like that, even as a milk monitor.
Really?
We used to go to a school in Belgravia.
Yes.
And you've mostly seen the children walking around. It's called the Hans Crescent School, and they all wear a brown uniform, light brown top.
Yes.
But dark brown dungarees.
Right.
And Ruth, when she was, I don't know, 6 or 7,
yep.
All that fake tan was out. So I'm sure it was her in the same year. And all that fake tan was out, and one day she was sweating, and it looked like she had an accident, and all her legs were brown, and it was running down, and she was so embarrassed that she started off ranting and raving, and that's what brought it back to me the day of her voice.
That's good. If she's still listening, Justin, I hope that we've now, you know, she put her straight, and now hope she now eats her words.
Well, she never did, because she was always like that. She was very, very argumentative. And in fact, she was milk monitor nearly every week because I'm sure there was something going on with her.
What year was this then? This was a long time milk monitor.
Well, I was born 51.
Yep.
I'm talking about milk monitor. I old.
Mrs. Thatcher took the milk away in the 80s.
Yeah, but I was born 70s? 51, which makes me 55.
Yeah.
And she was about six and seven when she was a milk monitor.
Right.
And
I'm quite bored of this conversation now, Justin.
I'm very, very sorry.
That's all right. Never mind. We'll get just go away. Next, a line of half. Line and a half. Hello, you're on the air.
It's a lovely day today. Oh, so God. Whatever you've got to do.
How does Ian put up with this?
Day to do,
I know you make me do it.
True.
But really, all that happens
you've
is
got something that must be done.
People like this ring in.
It can only be done by one.
Sing no
there
phone.
Is nothing more to say. It's a lovely day for saying it. It's a lovely day. Call Primey, Governor.
Brilliant. Next, hello? Yes,
it's Agent Jack Bauer.
Oh, God. Hello.
How do we? Where the hell's Ian Lee?
Yeah, is that supposed to be Agent Jack Bauer?
Yeah.
That's not very good, is it? If I'm honest, that's not a very good impression of Jack Bauer.
This nice impression. This is Jack Bauer.
It's not Jack Bauer. Jack Bauer.
It is Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer's got a real American accent, not a pretend rubbish one like yours.
This is...
Okay, here, let's have a test. Let's have a test. Say this, right? It's in your so-called American Jack Bauer voice. Say, quick, Chloe, download this to my PDA.
Quick, Chloe.
What? Rubbish. That nonsense. Rubbish. Go away. Rubbish. Rubbish. Next caller. Hello, line... 4 billion. You're on the air.
4 billion.
Yep.
Oh, touch. Mystery object.
Oh yeah, no one's guessed that yet. Go on.
I know what it is.
Go on.
It's a front bumper off a 1986 Ford Sierra.
No. Oh, so close, but no.
Oh,
sorry,
right.
You don't get the tickets. Don't forget that is the mystery object. Guess the mystery object. We still have 4 tickets to give away. You've got till 6:30. Next, hello line half and a bit. Hello.
Hello, half and a bit here.
Hello, you're on the air. You know.
Right, I know.
Good.
While Ian's away, can I ask you a question that he won't answer?
Yeah, go on then.
Who is Mike Mendoza?
Who is he?
Yeah.
He's not real.
He's not real?
No, it's sort of an amalgamation of other people. It's a group. It's a group name. There's several people in Mike Mendoza. You know, like, do you remember the band Danny Wilson?
No, not really, but...
They did a song called Mary's Prayer.
Okay.
I want Mary's Prayer. Yeah, that was by a band called Danny Wilson. But there was no particular man called Danny Wilson. It was three people that formed the band. And Mike Mendoza is very similar to that in that there's three people in Mike Mendoza in many ways. And that's how it works. There's just three of them, and they call, collectively, they're like, a bit, you know, do you know Star Trek The Next Generation?
Yeah.
Right? Well, it's a bit like the Borg.
Oh, right.
Are you aware of the Borg?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, you see, and obviously you have Seven of Nine, and so on, yeah, in the Borg, and they're a collective, aren't they, that share a consciousness.
But they're a very big collective, but who are the three that involved in Mike Mendoza?
Well, it's very small at the moment, but they are planning to add to it to become like the Borg. I mean, that's their ultimate plan.
Oh, okay. Well, who are these three people?
Well, no one knows.
Oh, right. Okay, then.
No one really knows.
Okay, then.
Does that answer your question?
Well, sort of.
I'm glad I've helped. I'm glad I've helped.
But thank you very much anyway.
Well, that was lovely.
Ian says it and just laughs and puts the fan down.
Well, at least I didn't do that. Okay, thanks very much. Open Sesame. I'm John Holmes in for Ian Lee. Here's Jonathan Savage with the headlines.
Two people have been arrested after a police officer was shot in the shoulder in
And here's Joanne Webb with some actual travel.
King's Cross Mainline Station remains closed. We'll be until lunchtime tomorrow.
Joanne, and then now I think she's gone. Are you there? Joanne, are you there? Joanne.
I'm here. Ah! Oh, I wasn't actually going to be here.
No, I know.
I just happened to have my headphones on.
That's a clever stroke of luck, isn't it? Good. Yeah, no, I was going to talk to you, obviously, because I said I would. I've got a sensible question for you, though.
Oh, gosh, go on.
Not that they're stupid, but I need to, you mentioned about it's very difficult to get to Cambridge.
On the train,
yeah.
Yes, it is.
To go to Cambridge next Monday. How's that going to be?
Well, next Monday, hopefully, everything will be reopened, because they've had to keep this exclusion zone going because of the cylinders.
Yeah.
They're telling us tomorrow lunchtime, but then yesterday they told us 24 hours from yesterday, so they've extended it to be longer.
So they could extend it to Monday.
To be honest with you, I actually doubt it. But do you want to check in with me nearer Monday?
Yeah, I will do that, yeah. Yeah,
because I don't have a crystal ball and I can't see
into the
future.
I do rely on your travel.
Oh, bless you.
Even though I know you make it up.
I do not make it
up. I've got a final for today travel question for you, as I promised.
Go on.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
For another point?
Yeah.
Right, there's a chocolate machine on a tube platform.
Okay.
Do you go for Cadbury's Dairy Milk or Cadbury's Fruit Nut?
Is this a trick question with the recent stories in the press about there being I don't know. Well, if there wasn't the stories around at the moment, I would choose Fruit and Nut. But at the moment, I don't think I would do either because I'd be a bit scared.
No, that's absolutely the correct question.
Oh, yeah. I got another one right.
Yeah, you got the correct answer. Although legally we should point out that we are no way inferring that any chocolate manufacturer have anything to do with any diseases.
Yes.
Okay, just as long as we're all clear on that.
Yeah.
But you got it right.
So that two, how many did I do?
Unfortunately, No, you did get it right. You got 2 points.
Good.
You got 2 points, that's brilliant. But unfortunately, the prize is a flake. Sorry about that. John, it was a pleasure. I'll talk to you next week. Oh, she's gone. Phones again. Yep, no screening. Straight through. 08709090973 line 90. Hello, who's that?
Hello, this is Kathy from Bow.
Yes, you're on. Hello.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I'd like to say that you're running a better show than Ian Lee.
Ah.
Okay, and I'd also like to have a guess at the object you're holding up.
You can. I'll hold it up for you now. You ready?
Yep.
Hang on. There we go. Can you see it? What's that?
I think you're holding up a cup of coffee.
This is a cup of coffee, right? This is easy, look. Cup of coffee. Back down. This is the object. You ready? There.
Is it a cup of coffee?
No, you fool. Of course it isn't a cup of coffee, is it? Unless it's a cup of coffee that's like 5 foot wide and full of coffee made of lead.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Good guess, though. Sorry about that.
Have a good day. Bye.
Okay, thank you. John, is the mystery object a duffel coat, the type worn by Donald Sinden in that wonderful old film, The Sea Shall Not Have Them? That's from Bob in Shepperton. No, Bob, you're wrong. Next, phone. Hello, what? Yes?
John Holmes is afraid of Mike Mendoza. You know that?
Yeah. But remember, that's because Mike Mendoza is like the Borg Collective.
Great.
Yeah.
Great show.
Yeah, thanks.
Not as good as Ian, though.
No, obviously. Is that all? That was the noisiest phone put down I've ever heard. On the line, something. Hello.
Hello.
You're literally live.
Am I?
Yes.
Straight through.
Literally straight through. No messing.
No messing.
Straight through.
Good. Well done, sir.
Thank you. Well done to you. Okay, next caller. Who is this? Okay, hello, what?
Oh, yeah, it's Paul. I want to have a go at the object.
I'll go have a go at the object. Go on, then.
Do you want me to tell you now?
Yeah, can you turn your radio down in the background, though?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thanks very much.
Is it the severed head of Ian Lee?
Oh, again, very close. Very close indeed. But I'm afraid that's not the right answer.
Oh.
But, you know, never mind.
Worth a try.
Well, it was worth a try. Please keep trying. Next, call line 36. Hello?
Hello, I just wanted to say that you're really, really rubbish.
Thank you very much for that. Oh, it's gone. That was Ian Lee calling. Next, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello there.
Hi.
Not a bad show.
Okay.
It's growing on me, I'll be honest with you.
Okay, good.
First.
What, a bit like sort of mould?
Well, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, a bit of mould would. Athlete's foot?
Yeah.
Growing
kind of,
isn't it?
You know.
Some sort of...
A bit like moss.
Genital wart.
Yeah, it's growing on me.
Okay.
Obviously, you know, at first I thought it was drivel, but, as time has gone, it has got better.
Well, it's good that you thought it was drivel but stayed with it, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm forced to, aren't I, really?
Not really, no. You're not really forced to, are you, unless your radio's broken?
Yeah, that is true, but there's, you know...
So you stuck with it, though?
Yeah, there was always the chance that you were going to pull it out of the bag, and it looks like you might have done it.
Well, that's good, isn't it? At what point for you did it come out of the bag, do you think?
I'd say about 6 o'clock.
Six o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, last 20 minutes.
Okay, so. That's where it's all gone right for you.
But I'd like to have a guess at the mystery object.
Oh, first of all, you'd say don't have a go, and say, you're very good, and then now you want to go at the bloody competition.
Well, that's what's happened, is I've actually started to think I might know what it is.
Oh, well, come on then.
Is it a chair?
No.
Oh, well.
You massive idiot. Go away.
Yeah,
next call, please. Hello?
Hello, what? I don't think you're really, really rubbish. I just think you're slightly rubbish. You're getting better.
Thanks. At the end of the day, I'm just practising.
Yeah, no, you're practising, because you've got a whole week of it next week, haven't you?
Well, most of the week, but yeah.
Ian Lee's going to Germany to watch the Soccer 8 finals. He tried to make out he doesn't like football, but we all know he does.
Yeah.
He said that he's at the, he's going to do Big Brother today. Is that the truth?
I've heard a rumour, yeah.
He doesn't know anything about it. He wouldn't even...
He doesn't really know anything about anything, does he? So, you know.
Well, no. Well, yeah, so at least it's consistent. Can I have a guess at what's in your hand, please?
The mystery bag?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on, what's in the mystery?
Have you got the whole world in your hand?
No.
No?
Have
you got cockerel?
Do you think if I got a cockerel...
Yeah, in your hand.
In my hand. No, I haven't got one of them. Or the whole world. If I had the whole world in my hand, it probably wouldn't make this noise, would it? The whole world would be quite heavy, but it wouldn't just go...
Oh, it makes a noise, does it? So I must have missed that bit. I've been working and listening and working. Can you make that noise again, please?
No. Next caller, please. Hello? Who? What? Hello? Yes?
Hello?
Hello.
Can I guess the object?
Yeah, if you like.
Okay, is it a 5-foot-wide coffee cup full of lead?
No.
Damn.
You see, it's not. Next caller, please. Are you just going to guess a thing, or you've got something... I say intelligent to say, but that's a long shot. Hello?
John Holm fears Ian Lee. Get on the radio, Muppet.
Muppet. Such a sort of gut insult, isn't it? That must have been Steve Wright in the afternoon calling. Hello?
I tell you what.
What?
A cup of tea would be nice.
Okay, go away. We'll have another caller, please. I don't know why... What?
The mystery object, please.
He's what?
Never guess at the mystery object, please.
Oh, go on then.
I believe it's one of Jordan's implants.
It's not one of Jordan's implants, I'm afraid. No.
Take care, John.
Thank you for calling. Next caller. But I don't know why you do this. Mental people just ring
Hello.
Up and come straight on. Hello, what?
Hi, just want to give you a little bit of a few tips.
A few tips.
A few tips how to big up the show.
Go on then, let's big
you
up the
show. You need to make emergency SOS calls, a call out.
Yep.
To Lynn from Forest Gate.
What are you talking about?
To make the show a little bit more buzzy.
Buzzy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to, Yasser, if he could call in.
I've spoken to him before.
Okay, Rosemary from Golders Green.
Yeah.
Chris, I can't remember where she's from.
Right.
And that silly, weird one from Cot Fosters.
Right.
Sheila, I think her name
is. Okay, did you hear Ruth earlier?
Yeah, she was a little bit boring. We need a little few.
Yeah.
Oh, and who's that other guy that's on MySpace? Anyway, anyone who's on MySpace.com, we need to ring the show.
That's so fine, yeah, that's good.
Get your fingers in the dial, guys.
Yeah, thank good.
Is that a help?
That's lovely, thank you very much, yeah.
Thank you.
That was good, I'm glad you rang, you freak. Next caller.
You fear Ian Lee.
Yes, you've said that, I get it. Next. I don't.
The Android Cosmology Question.
Brilliant. Oh, I was looking forward to that. Next caller, please. Hello, yes.
This is the hairy snowflake Mike Mendoza. You just tell Ian to watch it.
I've nearly lost the will to live now. I've actually nearly given up. Go on, put them on. Go on. Hello, what?
Hello.
Oh, you again. Go away. Next caller, please. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Yes?
Is that LBC?
No. Are you after LBC?
Yeah.
No, sorry, you've phoned Big Pizzas Limited.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's all right. Do you want a pizza?
No.
We get free garlic bread if it's not delivered within half an hour.
No.
Whatever toppings you like.
No.
You can have a stuffed crust.
No.
What we do, we stuff it with laundry, not cheese. That's our catch. Our big thing.
You're taking the piss, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, yeah. Hello, I'm John Holmes, in for Ian Lee. That's the end of that. See you next week when I'm back.
Anthony, it's me. I'm at the auditors. I need to know what...